真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
今天我们都很高兴 Housesnider 继续的来带这一方面帮助我们，并且有杂牧师在当中做翻译的工作。我们请 Housesnider 和杂牧师。
Good to greet you this morning and again in the beginning of a new day.
好高兴今天早上再一次跟大家在一起，我们一起开始一个新的一天。
And to continue our thinking together about the vitality of the church.
我们继续来到思想教会的动力学。
I have been interested to learn during the time I'm here some things about the church in China.
咁喺我喺香港期間咧，我亦都有機會去認識到中國嘅教會情況。
And we'll continue to be studying and learning about that.
咁我會繼續喺呢個課題上邊咧，你要去研究，你要學習。
But interesting to see how some of the factors that in the renewal of the church through history.
咁我見到喺歷史上面一啲對教會更新嘅一啲元素咧，
are also a part of the renewal of the church now in China。
亦都成為今日中國教會更新嘅一啲元素。
For example, in this area of music，
例如咧音樂呢方面咧，
the new songs that are being written and being sung in China。
喺中國好多新嘅歌有人寫作出嚟，同埋咧係嚟到歌頌。
I want for us today to think aboutministry.
咁今日咧，我同大家要集中嚟睇事工或者事奉。
Now, all my life I've heard about ministry.
咁我一生人咧都不斷嘅聽到呢一個字啦。
I was raised in a Christian family.
咁我自己喺基督教家庭長大。
In an evangelical church.
喺一個方派教會。
And so I've heard about ministry all my life.
咁所以我一生就一路聽住咧事奉。
And heard about being called into the ministry.
例如係被呼召入到呢個事奉裏邊咧。
And I guess as I was growing up,
咁當我一路長大嘅時候咧
，to be called into the ministry meant basically three things.
咁啊，被呼召進入到事奉咧，基本上我知道咧就係三樣嘢啦。
Or three options.
或者有三個機會，三個選擇。
One might be called into the pastoral ministry.
咁一可能咧係被召咧去做一個牧養嘅工作。
Or one might be called into the ministry of teaching.
或者咧係做一個教導嘅工作。
Particularly in a Christian school.
咁可能咧喺一個基督教嘅學校裏邊咧。
Or one might be called to be a missionary.
咁或者咧另一個嘅機會咧就係成為一個宣教士啦。
And that was the best of all.
咁我所認識嘅就係咁多啦。
So to be called into ministry essentially meant one of those three things.
咁所以被召入到侍奉咧就係呢三樣裏邊嘅其中一樣啦。
And I guess I operated with that.Concept for a long time.
咁我亦都喺咁嘅觀念裏邊咧運作咗好長嘅時間。
And so I began studying more carefully what the New Testament says.
接著我自己用時間去研究新約點樣講侍奉咧。
And particularly the New Testament understanding of ministry.
同埋新約對侍奉嘅觀念係乜嘢咧？
Generally, when people talk about a theology of ministry,
咁基本上當人講話侍奉嘅神學嘅時候咧
，they already start with an assumption something like that.
通常都有一個假設嘅。
That is that when we're talking about ministry, we're talking about ordained ministry.
就話當我哋話侍奉嘅時候，就係啲被按立嘅侍奉啦。
Or some sort of specialized ministry.
或一啲好獨特嘅侍奉啦。
And then perhaps after talking about that,
咁講完呢啲之後咧
，we might talk about lay ministry.
咁我哋就提下咧平信徒侍奉啦。
But there's a problem with that term.
咁呢個嘅平信徒侍奉咧，平信徒呢個字咧就有啲問題嘅。
So much so that I prefer not to use it。
咁我盡量都可以唔用就唔用噶啦。
Because it involves a a redundancy, a repeating of the same thing.
Because
we know that the word lay does not occur in the New Testament.
如果我們知道有認識的話，我們知道這個平信徒這個字，這個詞在新約裡面是沒有出現的。
But the word laity does.
但是就是信徒，這個詞就有。
In the English, the word comes from the Greek word for people, laos.
這個詞的原文就是說人解的。
Which means people.
即是人。
So Scripture says that the church is the laos of God, the people of God.
聖經就說教會就是神的子民，神的人。
And likewise, ministry translates the New Testament term, usually diakonia.
而侍奉這個字就由希臘的另一個字出來。
Which means service or ministry.
那個意思就是服侍。
Coming from the literal idea of waiting on tables.
那個原本的意念就是說在桌邊服侍客人。
So the original verb form of this is to wait on tables.
所以那個原本的意思就是這樣的。
And then from, by extension, the idea of serving.
而從那個就是延伸到一個服侍的觀念。
And then, therefore, ministry.
所以就有侍奉這件事出現了。
So I want to ask, what is the biblical basis for a practical understanding of ministry?
所以聖經對於我們實際的侍奉有什麼教導呢?
And of leadership.
對於領導有什麼教導呢?
In the church today.
所以我今天的教會有什麼指示呢?
And to suggest that leadership and ministry are not the same thing.
領導和侍奉是兩個不同的東西。
Ministry is a much broader category, much broader reality.
剛才我講侍奉就是一個更加廣闊的一個領域。
Whereas leadership is a more specialized form of ministry.
而領導只不過是侍奉裡面其中一個獨特的一個層面。
Although, on the other hand, anyone who ministers leads in that area.
從某個角度來說，每一個做侍奉的人都是做緊帶領的工作。
That is, there are many different kinds of ministry.
但是有很多種的侍奉。
And therefore, many different kinds of leadership.
亦都產生了很多種的領導。
So, if a person has a special spiritual gift of faith,
所以如果一個人有一個信靈的恩賜，是一個信心的恩賜。
Which Paul lists among the spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12.
這是保羅在哥林多前書12章列到恩賜的時候提及的一個恩賜。
Then that brother or sister may be a leader in that area.
這個弟兄或者這個姊妹就在這個方面成為一個領導的人了。
So, I think it's important to look at what Scripture says about ministry.
所以我們看聖經怎麼說領導或者怎麼說侍奉是很重要。
And especially at the most fundamental level.
特別在一個最基本的階層上面,
that is the biblical foundation out of from which we think about and talk about ministry.
就是看回聖經最基本的基礎，然後我們再去看回侍奉。
Now I want to suggest that there are three foundation stones or foundation pillars for ministry.
我想提到在侍奉裡面有三個基礎或者三個根基。
From a biblical standpoint.
這個是從聖經的教導裡面我們看得到的。
So we might picture it like this.
所以我們可以有一個這樣的圖畫。
Ministry and the three pillars that support the concept of or the reality of ministry in Scripture.
上面就是侍奉，而下面就有三個柱等的根基來承托住。
These, in a sense, are equal foundations or pillars.
這三個是相等的根基或相等的柱。
In the sense that they stand parallel to each other,
彼此是平衡的,
and they mutually support,
而且彼此来去, 支持的。
Now, these realities run throughout Scripture.
这个事实在整本圣经里面都有提及的。
But they're most clearly illustrated in a few passages of Scripture.
但是固然有几段经文是更加清楚的讲明出来。
So I would like for us to look first of all at 1 Peter 2, 4-9. And I'd like for us to read verses 4 and 5 and then verses
9 and 10. 主乃活着，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。 你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所预立的灵祭。第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却作了神的子民，从前未曾蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。
Here Peter says that the church is a royal priesthood.
彼得在这里说，教会是一个有君尊的祭司。
He says it's a holy nation.
是一个圣洁的国度。
He says it's the people of God, the laos of God.
属神的子民。
Notice especially this idea of priesthood.
他特别留，讲到这个，祭司的身份。
Because clearly this is a prominent idea in Peter's mind here.
在彼得的脑海里面，这个是一个很主要的中心思想。
In fact, Peter is thinking here about Exodus 19.
当彼得讲祭司的时候，他是讲的出埃及记十九章。
As we can see by the phrases, the language he uses.
我见他用的字眼就可以知道他是指的是用那里的经文。
And he's talking here about the priesthood of believers.
他就讲到信徒那个祭司的身份。
When he says that the church is a royal priesthood,
他讲到教会就是一个有君尊身份的祭司。
If you turn over in your Bibles, just a few more pages into Revelation,
如果看到启示录的话呢，
you will find John using the phrase a kingdom of priests.
你讲到啊，你会见到啊，约翰就讲到咧，系一个祭司的国度。
So I'm suggesting the first.Pillar here is the priesthood of believers.
咁所以咧，第一个柱或者第一个基石咧，我就会话系信徒嘅祭司职分。
The church is a royal priesthood.
教会系一个君尊嘅祭司。
Which suggests the connection with the kingdom of God.
咁固然咧系同神嘅国度好有关系。
But I want us to think through for a moment this idea of the priesthood of believers.
咁我想我哋更加详细去思想下呢一个信徒嘅祭司职分。
Because it is foundational for understanding ministry.
因为这个是对于侍奉一个很基要的认识。
Now you may want to turn back to Exodus 19.
我们都可以看回出埃及记十九章。
Because Peter here is paraphrasing a passage in Exodus 19.
因为彼得在那里呢其实是将出埃及记十九章的一段经文呢来去将它再演绎出来讲的。
You remember that Exodus 20 is the giving of the Ten Commandments.
咁大家都記得咧，喺第二十章就係全十戒嘅經文。
And in Exodus 19, Moses goes up on Mount Sinai.
咁喺十九章咧，摩西就上去西奈山。
The people are gathered around the mountain.
咁啲人咧就喺個山腳嗰度咧嚟圍住。
Then God calls Moses to go up on the mountain.
神就呼召阿摩西上山頂。
And he says that he has a message. God says that he has a message for the people.
神就话咧，佢有一个嘅信息要传俾以色列人。
And he says that out of all the people, Israel will be a kingdom of priests.
所以喺众万民当中，以色列国呢度成为一个祭司嘅国度。
That they will be a holy nation.
会成为一个圣洁嘅国民。
So here is the idea of God's people as a priestly people.
咁所以呢度已经讲出咧，神嘅子民咧系一班祭司嘅人。
Israel is to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
他们要成为一个祭司的国度，成为圣洁的国民。
Suggesting the priestly role of God's people in the world.
讲到神的子民在地上要做一个祭司的身份。
Israel was called to be God's priest to the nation.
以色列是被呼召成为众万国的一个祭司。
To reveal the truth of God to the nation.
将神的真理向万国显示。
And in that sense, a missionary people.
咁从呢个角度嚟讲，佢哋一个宣教士。
So Peter says that's what now the church is.
咁啊，彼得就话啦，教会就系咁样样啦。
Says the church is a kingdom of priests.
教会就系一个咧祭司嘅角度。
Now this means, in particular, three things for us as Christians.
咁啊，呢方面咧，我哋可以睇三个要点。
And specifically for an understanding of ministry.
特别咧系对我哋对侍奉有一个更深了解嘅。
First of all, to say that we are a priesthood means that all believers have direct access to God.
当你话我哋系祭司嘅话咧，即系话所有信徒都可以直接去到神嘅面前。
This, of course, is argued at some length in Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews.
咁呢个观点喺希伯来书咧已经系好详细嚟去辩论咗。
The explanation of Jesus as our great high priest.
讲到耶稣基督就系我哋嘅大祭司
，and our means of access to God，
系我哋去到神嘅途径。
There is one mediator between God and us，
喺神同人之间只有一个中保
，and that is Jesus Christ，
就系耶稣基督啦。
So we don't have to go through a human agent to come to God，
所以我哋唔需要透过人嚟到去神嘅面前
，because Jesus perfectly human and perfectly God is the great high priest，
因为耶稣基督佢系完全嘅神，亦都系完全嘅人，佢就系大祭司。
Now we know this was a strong emphasis of the Reformation, the Protestant Reformation。
咁我知道呢个就系咧系宗教改革里边一个好强调一点。
In particular of Martin Luther，
特别马丁路德所强调嘅。
It was used as an argument against the sacramental system of the Catholic Church。
咁佢用呢个咧成为佢去同当时嘅天主教喺礼仪上边嘅着重咧嚟到去一个嘅拗撬。
So Luther said you don't have to go through a human priest or in order to come to God。
话俾啲人听咧，你哋唔需要透过一个肉身嘅祭司嚟到去神嘅面前。
But we can go directly to God through Jesus Christ。
我哋可以透过耶稣基督就可以去到神嘅面前啦。
As it says in Hebrews chapter 4,
我们希伯来书第四章就清楚讲咗。
We may approach the throne of grace with confidence。
我哋可以坦然无惧嘅嚟到主嘅施恩宝座前。
So this is the first thing that the priesthood of believers means。
咁所以呢个就系信徒皆祭司嘅一个第一个嘅观念。
That God has come to us in Jesus Christ。
就系神藉着耶稣基督嚟到我哋。
But the priesthood of believers means the second thing。
但系仲有第二个要点。
Now, this was not so much emphasized by the reformers。
咁呢一点咧就系宗教改革嘅时候咧冇特别强调到嘅。
Although Luther said a little bit about it。
咁固然咧，马丁路德都提咗少少。
And that is that we are priests to each other。
即系我哋彼此之间系彼此作祭司嘅。
This is the mutual priestly ministry that we have as believers。
系我哋作为信徒咧，彼此有一个咁样嘅职事。
It's not just our individual relationship with God。
唔系单单我哋同神嘅关系系咁样。
But it's the fact that we have been made into a priesthood。
咧，我哋大家都成为咗祭司啦。
A priestly people。
系彼此嚟作祭司。
The church is a body, a people, a nation。
教会就系一班咁样嘅人组织成嘅一个嘅祭司嘅角度。
And this is important for the vitality of the church。
咁呢个对于教会嘅动力咧好重要。
That we really do exercise the mutual ministry among one another。
就系我哋要去实践呢个我哋彼此之间嘅职事。
Now this is a strong emphasis of the New Testament。
喺新约里边系好强烈去强调嘅。
For example, in Paul's letters。
例如喺保罗嘅书信里边咧。
Although also in the Gospels。
咁啊，固然喺福音书都有提到嘅。
Where the biblical writers talk about one another。
先讲到咧彼此。
That we are to encourage one another。
我哋要彼此勉励。
And to build up one another。
彼此建立。
For example, in Hebrews 3,
例如喺希伯来书第三章就讲到啦
，where the writer says, "Let us encourage one another daily."
讲到咧，我哋日日嘅咁嚟到彼此勉励
，so that we may not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
以致我哋唔会被罪恶嚟到去叫我哋心里刚硬。
Which seems to suggest that if we do not encourage one another daily,
咁意思就系如果我哋唔系天天彼此勉励嘅话咧
，we very well may be deceived by sin.
我哋好容易咧被呢个世代嘅罪恶嚟到迷糊啦。
Doesn't say encourage one another weekly or monthly, but daily.
咁佢唔系话咧你一个礼拜彼此勉励一次，但系咧每日嘅你要彼此勉励提醒。
There are a dozen or more passages like this in the New Testament。
咁新约仲有好多咁样嘅经文啊。
Different activities that we are to do with one another。
讲到我哋彼此之间要做嘅呢啲嘅活动。
Most basically to love one another。
咁基本上咧就系彼此相爱。
But talk about serving one another。
但系都讲到彼此服侍。
In Hebrews 10, let us consider how we may encourage one another on to love and good deeds。
呢个希伯来书十章就系我哋要彼此关心，叫我哋咧去喺善事上边嚟去付出。
So there's a strong emphasis in Scripture on this mutual ministry。
所以咧系圣经里边好多鼓励我哋咁样一个彼此之间嘅服侍。
And vital churches are those which exercise this ministry。
咁一个有动力嘅教会咧，就系去实践咁样嘅使命嘅教会。
Now this was a key emphasis of a renewal movement within the Lutheran Church.
咁喺路德会佢哋嘅更新当中咧，呢个系一个好重要我见得到嘅。
A century or so after Luther.
喺路德之后嘅一段第一个世纪之后。
Beginning especially in 1675.
特别喺1675年嘅时候。
When a German pastor by the name of Spener called.
德国嘅牧师叫 Spener。
called for the exercise of this mutual ministry.
咁就呼唤教会咧有一个咁样彼此服侍嘅时候。
He has a very interesting little tract that he wrote.
咁佢出咗一张好少少嘅单张。
Called the spiritual priesthood.
叫做咧系属灵嘅祭司。
Based partly in this passage in 1 Peter.
咁就系基于呢个彼得前书嘅教导。
In which he argues at length of the importance of this mutual ministry in the church.
咁佢好详细嚟讲教会里边需要咁样彼此嘅侍奉。
And says that this is a key to the vitality of the church.
讲到呢个咧系教会动力嘅一个主要因素。
And Spanier built a network of small groups to exercise this kind of ministry.
因为都喺教会里边设立好多嘅小组嚟到去彰显实践到呢个嘅动力。
And he particularly emphasizes that this is the ministry of all believers.
咁佢亦都着重咧呢个系众信徒嘅一个侍奉。
Ministry of women and men both in the church.
无论系男系女都要可以参与。
So we are priests to each other.
咁所以我彼此咧系共作祭司。
Thirdly, we are priests to the world.
第三咧系我哋。成为世界的祭司，
which of course goes back to the original idea of in Exodus 19.
咁呢个固然咧就系上一集嘅十九章原本嘅意思啦。
That God wants a priestly people in the earth.
神想喺地上面设立一班祭司嘅角度嘅人。
To represent God to the people, to bring the people to God.
去代表神喺地上面彰显神嘅作为，亦都将人咧带去神嘅面前。
Or as it says here in 1 Peter 5, in the passage we read.
咁或者彼得前书第五章我哋刚才所读嘅都睇见。
That we are called to declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light.
就系讲到我哋要宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者嘅美德。
So this is the missionary aspect of this priesthood.
咁所以呢个系呢个祭司嘅身份嘅宣教嘅角度。
Now priests most fundamentally are mediators.
祭司基本上咧系一个中间人。
That is, a priest is someone who stands in the middle.
祭司就一个咧企喺中间个地方嘅人。
Provides a connection and reconciliation.
提供咗咧彼此之间嘅联系同埋和好。
And so that's what Jesus Christ does for us.
咁耶稣基督就为我哋成就咗呢一点
，and then gives us a similar ministry，
亦都俾咗我一个类似嘅侍奉
，to be reconciled within the body of Christ，
叫我哋彼此之间喺基督身体里边可以互相和好
，and to be God's reconciling people in the world，
以及成为一班系叫人与神和好嘅人。
And this is a task that God has given to the whole church，
呢个系神俾全教会嘅职事。
So this is what we learned from the first foundation here.
咁所以呢个咧，我哋系从第一个柱石嗰度我哋学到嘅。
That we together are a priesthood.
我哋整体彼此作祭司。
That every believer has some priestly ministry.
咁每个信徒咧都有一啲祭司嘅职事。
So we go on to the second of these foundational pillars.
第二个基石啦。
And this concerns the gifts of the Spirit.
咁呢个系同圣灵嘅恩赐有关系嘅。
And we could look at a number of passages here。
咁我哋有好多经文可以睇。
Obviously 1 Corinthians 12。
咁好明显咧，哥林多前书十二章系其中一段。
And Romans 12 are important。
罗马书十二章亦都好重要。
But let's look again at Ephesians 4 that the passage we looked at yesterday。
但系我仲可以睇睇以弗所书第四章，我哋琴日读过嘅一段经文。
We noticed yesterday Ephesians 4:7 that grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
我们各人蒙恩都是照基督所量给各人的恩赐。
Now who is Paul talking about here when he says each of us?
咁当保罗喺度讲各人嘅时候，佢指到咩人咧？
Clearly he's talking about the whole church.
好明显系讲到整个教会。
Throughout Ephesians, he's been talking to the church.
喺整个以弗所书咧，佢都系向紧教会讲嘢嘅。
He talked about those who had been Gentiles but were now Christians.
讲到嗰啲以前系外邦人，而家成为信徒嘅。
And those who were raised as Jews but were now Christians.
嗰啲系犹太族嘅，而家亦都成为基督徒嘅。
And he said, "Now we are a new reality in Christ."
我哋而家喺基督里边咧，系一个新嘅身份。
And then Paul goes on to talk about the variety of gifts of the Spirit.
咁啊，保罗咧就继续落到去讲到恩赐啦。
So the church, as we saw yesterday, is saved by grace.
咁琴日我哋睇过啦，教会系因为主嘅恩典而得到拯救。
But also is to minister by God's grace.
亦都系因为主嘅恩典嚟到去服侍。
It's in this sense that properly we may say the church is charismatic.
咁从咁样嘅角度嚟睇咧，我哋话咧教会系一个灵恩教会。
Because we're saved by God's grace, God's the Greek word is charis.
因为是有主的恩典以致我们可以得救。
And we are given spiritual gifts. The Greek word is charisma, charismata.
咁亦都系因为主将呢个嘅圣灵嘅恩膏嚟赐俾个教会，恩赐俾个教会。
So the church is charismatic in this double sense.
咁所以咧系从呢两方面咧都系提及到系灵恩嘅事件。
Now this passage in Ephesians 4 talks about growing up into the fullness of Christ.
咁啊，呢度四章就讲到话要长大成人，满有基督长成嘅身量。
And growing up into Christ.
咁喺基督里边成长。
As a healthy range of gifts are exercised.
是需要有很多不同的恩赐在当中彰显运行的。
Notice the last couple of verses in, verses 15 and 16 in Ephesians 4.
特别我留意在15至16节。
It talks about how, as each one does his work.
那里呢每一个肢体去做他应有的功用。
It talks about the mutual ministry to one another.
彼此之间的服侍。
In the context of God's giving of gifts.
咁呢度咧讲紧咧系神将恩赐赐俾教会嘅层面嘅。
Now Scripture says that Jesus is the fullness of God。
咁正因为咧，耶稣基督系神嘅丰盛嘅嘅神嘅丰盛喺耶稣基督里边。
In Jesus Christ, we see the fullness of God's grace。
咁喺耶稣基督里边咧，我就见到神嗰个丰盛嘅恩典。
So the picture here is of the fullness of grace in Jesus Christ。
咁所以我见到就系耶稣基督里边咧满有神嘅恩典。
And Jesus as the head of the church.
咁耶稣基督系教会嘅头。
And the fullness of God's grace flowing from the head into the body.
咁神丰盛嘅恩典就从个头嗰度咧，就涌流到佢嘅身体嗰度。
So it's a bit different use of the analogy of body.
咁呢个系对于身体一个唔同嘅睇法。
Than we have in 1 Corinthians 12.
同哥林多前书十二章所讲嘅身体咧有唔同嘅观念。
In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul talks about each.Person as a different part of the body.
咁喺哥林多前书十二章保罗就喺信徒咧就喺呢个身体里边嘅唔同嘅部分。
But here the emphasis is on Christ as the head of the body.
但喺呢段经文着重咧就系耶稣基督就系教会嘅元首。
And the source of grace that fills the body.
系咧恩典嘅源头。
So this fullness of God's grace in the body is the basis on which we understand the gifts of the Spirit.
咁所以咧呢个嘅喺基督身体里边，因为个源头嘅缘故，我哋就充满着主嘅恩典咧。呢个就系我哋从咁嘅角度嚟去研究同埋去明白恩赐嘅问题。
No one individual Christian can be grow up into the fullness of Christ。
唔可以有一个独立嘅基督徒自己喺基督里边咧系长成满有主嘅身量嘅。
That is in the sense of this passage。
从呢个经文里边咧，俾我睇见嚟讲。
Because it's the whole church that grows up into the fullness of
Christ。因为整个教会一齐嚟长大成为基督嘅身量。
Now, of course, we are to be filled with the Spirit。
咁固然咧，我哋个别要得到圣灵嘅充满。
And receive the gifts of the Spirit。
领受圣灵嘅恩赐。
But then, as part of the body, we grow up into the fullness of Christ。
但系整个身体，我哋作为身体一部分咁样咧，去长成基督嘅身量。
So that's the context in which Paul talks about the gifts of the Spirit。
咁所以咧，保罗系喺咁嘅环境底下去讲恩赐。
Very much centered in Jesus Christ。
系以基督为中心嘅。
So the gifts really are the grace of Christ in the church。
所以个恩典呢、这个恩赐咧，其实就系喺基督里边嘅恩典。
In fact, in Jesus, we see all of the gifts of the Spirit.
在耶稣的身上，我们见晒咧圣灵的恩赐来彰显。
Jesus is described as an apostle.
耶稣被描绘成为咧系使徒。
And a prophet and a teacher.
是先知，是教师。
And we see his healing ministry.
我们见到他医治的职事。
So in Jesus, at least potentially, are all the gifts.
咁所以喺基督嘅里边咧，我们见到各样嘅恩赐。是蕴藏在当中。
But grace has been given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
咁而因为基督嘅恩赐咧，我哋就得到主嘅恩典。
So every Christian receives one or more gifts for ministry.
所以每一个信徒会得到一个或者多个嘅恩赐，就可以喺侍奉当中彰显出嚟。
The important thing isn't necessarily to be able to name these gifts.
咁重要之处咧，唔系话你能唔能够讲出你有咩恩赐。
Or to decide exactly how many there are.
或者系有几多个恩赐。
But rather that.Every believer does receive gifts for ministry.
但是每一个信徒都会领受恩赐。
Now I'd like to emphasize three aspects of this.
咁我想喺呢度提三个方面啦。
Three of the ways that this is important for the life of the church.
对于教会生命重要嘅三方面。
And particularly for understanding ministry.
特别咧系对侍奉好重要嘅。
First of all, we see that all ministry is got by God's grace.
第一，我哋就见到所有嘅侍奉都系主嘅恩典嗰度出嚟嘅。
Ministry is not simply Christians deciding to do good things.
侍奉咧唔系话基督徒自己决定要做啲好嘢。
It's not just human effort.
唔系我人嘅作为。
But it is the work of the Spirit.
系圣灵嘅工作。
True believers.
真正嘅信徒。
As God gives the necessary gifts.
神就俾佢所需要嘅恩赐。
So all genuine ministry is by God's grace.
咁所以各样真正嘅侍奉咧，都系从神嘅恩典当中咧，系嚟到彰显出嚟嘅。
It's God's grace that turns our efforts into genuine ministry.
系神嘅恩典叫我哋嘅所付出嘅力量成为侍奉。
Secondly, we see that God gives a wide variety of ministries.
第二，我哋就见到神赐一个好广阔嘅各类型嘅侍奉。
So we see here the fact again of diversity.
咁我见到咧侍奉嘅多元性。
As we were talking about yesterday.
咁咧我寻日都提过啦。
This is a key to the aspect of the gifts of the Spirit.
系圣灵嘅恩赐一个嘅约束。
The diversity of the gifts.
就系恩赐嘅多面性。
And the diversity of the ministries that come out of that.
以及咧系恩赐带出嚟嘅多样嘅侍奉。
As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12,
咁呢个系保罗喺哥林哥前书十二章所提嘅。
There is one Spirit, but there are many gifts.
只有一个圣灵，但有好多恩赐。
There are many ministries.
有好多嘅侍奉。
There are many results or effects of the ministries.
亦都有好多因为呢个侍奉带出嚟嘅果效。
But all of these are important for the kingdom of God.
咁呢啲对于神嘅角度都系好重要。
So here we see a second important emphasis.
咁所以呢个我见到第二个好重要嘅重点啦。
In understanding ministry in the church.
因为去明白教会嘅职事、教会侍奉。
Now all believers are to manifest the fruit of the Spirit.
咁啊，我固然知道咧，每个信徒都要彰显结出圣灵嘅果子。
We're all to grow in love and joy and peace and so on.
我哋都喺爱心、信心呢个人嘅方面咧嚟去成长。
But not all believers have the same gifts.
但系唔系每个信徒都有同样嘅恩赐。
So here is the different one of the differences between the fruit and the gifts of the Spirit.
咁所以呢方面咧，果子同埋恩赐有不同嘅地方啦。
One person may have a gift of teaching.
一个人可能有个教导嘅恩赐。
Another a prophetic gift.
另一个咧有先知嘅恩赐。
Or some other kind of gift in the church.
或者教会里边咧有唔同嘅人有唔同嘅恩赐。
But that's different from the fruit of the Spirit.
但系同圣灵嘅果子咧唔同。
So it isn't correct for me to say, well, I may have love, but I don't have any peace.
咁所以咧，我哋唔可以话咧，我可能有信心，不过我冇平安。
Or for a Christian to say, I have joy, but I don't have any self-control.
或者基督徒咧，亦都唔可以话咧，我有喜乐，但系咧我冇自制。
But rather, we are all to grow in all the fruit of
the Spirit. 喺呢啲嘅果子上边咧，我哋个个都要咧一齐成长嘅。
So God gives a wide variety of ministries.
所以神赐俾教会有多元性嘅侍奉。
And thirdly, every believer has some ministry.
第三层面咧就系话每个信徒都有一啲侍奉嘅。
To be a member of the body of Christ is to have a function within the body.
我哋成为身体一部分就有一个功能要完成。
There is no person who is unnecessary or superfluous in the body.
每一个人咧系喺基督身体里边系多余嘅。
Because every believer has one or more spiritual gifts.
因为每个信徒都有一个或者多个嘅恩赐。
In fact, every person is a gift to the church.
其实每一个人咧都系神赐俾教会嘅恩赐。
In the Christian perspective,
喺从基督嘅角度嚟睇咧
，every person is important because created in the image of God.
从基督嘅角度嚟睇，每一个人都系重要，因为咧佢系按住神嘅形象所做嘅。
In fact, that's important for us in our evangelistic work.
咁呢个咧系驱使咗我哋去做报道工作。
As we proclaim the gospel in the world,
我哋向世界嚟宣告神嘅福音。
To recognize that every person has value,
因为我哋清楚知道每一个人都系有价值嘅。
In spite of sin,
虽然佢犯咗罪
，because created in the image of God,
因为咧佢系按神嘅形象被造嘅。
And so everyone who becomes a Christian is a gift to the church.
咁所以每一个佢成为基督徒咧，就成为教会嘅恩赐啦。
Which is much different than the world's perspective.
从世界角度咧好唔同
，because it values every person in the church.
因为每一个人咧喺教会里边都系有价值嘅。
And that then is the foundation for the gifts of the Spirit.
咁呢个就成为恩赐嘅基础。
Because God not only gives people to the church, but gives each person a gift.
因为神不单将人赐给教会，亦都将恩赐赐给人。
And so every believer receives some gift for ministry.
咁所以每個信徒咧都領受一啲嘅恩賜，以至咧可以喺教會裏侍奉。
So this is an important parallel foundation here.
咁所以呢個嘅基石咧係亦都好重要嘅。
And we see how it relates to the priesthood of believers.
咁我見到佢咧同剛才我所講嘅信徒作祭司係好有關係。
The gift of the Spirit clarifies something about our priestly ministry.
聖靈嘅恩賜嚟到叫我更加明瞭、更加清楚每個信徒嘅職祭司嘅職事。
Now notice that both proclaim the same thing.
咁我留意咧兩樣嘢都係講同一個，先講同一樣嘢。
In this sense,
可以咁講咧
，that every believer has some, is a minister and has some ministry.
就話每一個信徒都係一個侍奉者，都有一啲嘅嘢可以去做。
But when we look at the gift of the Spirit,
但當我睇聖靈恩賜嘅時候咧
，we begin to see how this priestly ministry is carried out.
我哋就會睇呢個嘅祭司嘅職事點樣可以去彰顯出嚟啦。
Everyone is a priest.
每個人都係祭司
，has some priestly ministry.
有啲祭司嘅職事
，but not everyone exercises that in the same way.
但咧，每個人彰顯呢個祭司職事嘅方法咧係唔同。
So the gifts of the Spirit show us how we exercise our priesthood.
咁所以聖靈嘅恩賜話俾我聽，我係點樣樣去彰顯我祭司嘅職事。
According to the diversity of God's gifts.
就按照神俾我哋多元化嘅唔同嘅恩賜。
Now certainly ministry is not exclusively a matter of gifts.
咁固然咧，侍奉唔係單單係恩賜嘅侍奉。
We are to minister simply out of love.
我哋要從愛作為一個出發點。
Irrespective of gifts.
就算冇恩賜咧，我哋都要咁嚟侍奉。
But the gifts do give us guidance for ministry.
但恩賜咧，俾咗我哋一個嘅指引。
And show us some of the ways that ministry is to be carried out.
亦都俾我睇見咧，侍奉應該點嚟去做出嚟。
And so it's important to look at these New Testament passages about the gifts.
咁所以我哋需要咧，好好研究聖經裏面講到恩賜嘅經文。
If we would have a biblical understanding of the church,
當我哋對教會有一個合乎聖經嘅瞭解嘅時候
，so one can't ignore these passages about the gifts of the Spirit.
我哋就唔能夠去唔睇聖經關於咧係恩賜嘅教導
，and still have a biblical view of the church.
而企圖咧係仍然有一個合乎聖經嘅對教會嘅觀念
，because this understanding is rooted in the New Testament. View of the church.
因为呢个嘅恩赐嘅教导咧，系深深种植喺新约里边对于教会嘅教导嘅里边。
Now we want to look at the third pillar here.
咁我要睇第三个基石啦。
And again, there are many passages that refer to this.
咁再一次咧，亦都有好多经文咧系讲到嘅。
But I'd like for us to look at Matthew 20 verses 25 through 27.
咁我想先睇马太第二十章二十五节到二十七节。
We see something similar in Matthew 23.
喺馬太廿三章亦都有同類似嘅講及嘅。
As well as in the great passage in Philippians.
喺腓立書亦都有提及。
About Jesus self-emptying.
講到耶穌佢倒空自己。
Here is servanthood.
咁呢度就講到仆人嘅身份。
Jesus speaking about servanthood.
耶穌喺度講做仆人。
And Jesus.Giving the example of servanthood.
以及咧，耶穌去彰顯點樣為之做仆人。
So this suggests that Christians are to be servants of Christ.
咁所以呢度俾我睇見咧，信徒要成為基督嘅仆人。
This is an important third emphasis for ministry in the church.
呢個係教會侍奉嘅第三個好重要嘅重點。
That every Christian is called to be a servant of Christ.
每個信徒都被召成為基督嘅仆人。
Now notice this passage here in Matthew 20:25-27. Let's read those verses.
我哋一齐读读马太福音第二十章廿五到二十七节。圣经话咧，耶稣叫了他们来说：你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必作你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必作你们的仆人。
Notice the context here.
咁我哋留意呢度嘅背景。
Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem.
耶稣咧系去紧耶路撒冷嘅途中。
And his apostles are expecting the kingdom of God.
咁使徒们咧就去期待紧神嘅国度临到。
They are hoping that Jesus will set up the kingdom in Jerusalem.
咁期待耶稣入耶路撒冷嘅时候咧，就去设立神嘅国度啦。
And so James and John have a request.
所以彼得和雅各就有一個這樣的問題了。
When Jesus sets up this kingdom,
當耶穌設立他的這個角度的時候,
they want to be on the right and the left.
一個上在左,一個上在右。
Sort of like they want to be co-vice presidents in this new kingdom.
一個左丞右上。
And of course, the other apostles don't think this is a very good idea.
當然其他的使徒就不覺得是對的。
In fact, they are upset and angry at the at these two.
他們就是很生氣這兩個的使徒。
What right do you have to be in such a position of authority?
你有什麼權要自己坐在左邊右邊呢?
And so Jesus stops the argument.
耶穌就制止他們的爭拗。
And he says, in effect, you have the wrong idea.
耶穌告訴他們其實你的觀念都錯了。
You haven't understood what ministry really is.
你都不明白什麼叫侍奉。
It's not a question of being first.
不是說誰想做大,
or even of having authority.
不是說誰有權,
but it's a question of serving.
是服侍。
So Jesus said, he says, you know how it is among the rulers of the Gentiles.
你知道外邦人的管理制度,
you know how the political model is.
你知道他那個政治體制,
the rulers lord it over the people.
那些有權有位的就去管束,
high officials exercise authority.
那些官員呢,
but Jesus completely rejects this model. He turns it upside down. He says, not so with you.
他說在你們中間不是這樣。
Instead, whoever wants to be great among you
而在你裡面誰想為大的,
must be your servant.
就會作你們的用人。
Whoever wants to be first must be your slave.
誰佔為首的, 就會做你們的僕人。
And of course, Jesus points to himself as the example here.
耶穌是指他自己,
and Jesus, who certainly had the right to exercise authority,
耶穌絕對有權柄呢,來到去彰顯他的能力,
but did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
但他沒有覺得自己與神同等呢,是強奪的,
but emptied himself and took on himself the form of a servant.
他反倒虛己成為奴仆的樣式,
as we read in Philippians.
這個在腓立比書看到的。
That passage in Philippians
其實比斯那段經文呢,
is not simply about Jesus Christ.
不是單單講到耶穌基督。
In fact, the whole point of it there is, has to do with the church.
其實那裡所講的是講教會。
Now that you remember what Paul says at the beginning of this chapter.
記不記得保羅在那章的開始講什麼?
Have this mind among yourselves.
他說你要有這樣的心為心。
That we see in Christ Jesus.
就是基督的心為心。
And then at the end of the passage, similarly, he says, let us walk in this way.
他講完這段之後,他在後面又講,讓我們這樣照著來行。
Now when Paul says, have this mind among yourselves,
保羅說我們要有這樣的基督的心為心的時候,
he doesn't mean simply think about this.
他不是說你要這樣想一下,
and think in your mind, yes, that's a good idea.
啊, 這個意念都不錯,
but rather he's saying, let this be your attitude.
他說這個成為你們的心態,
let this in fact be your action.
其實讓這個成為你們的行動。
So we are called to be servants of Jesus Christ.
因為被呼召成為基督的僕人,
to be servants or ministers.
成為僕人,以致我們去做我們的職事。
Remembering that the key word here, diakonia, suggests service and ministry.
記得這裡的原文是說僕人或者服侍。
Now Jesus says something similar later in Matthew.
耶穌在馬太後這裡繼續說,
in chapter 23.
23章,
and here he points not to the Gentile authorities,
他這裡就不是說外邦人的權柄了,
but to the Jewish religious leaders.
他就說到猶太人的屬靈領袖,
he says, you know how it is among the Pharisees.
你們知道法利賽人呢?
They like the status, they like to have the first place.
喜歡搶個高位,
but there again, Jesus rejects the model.
再次耶穌是拒絕這個模式,
and he calls his followers to servanthood.
叫他的門徒要學一個僕人的形象。
So Jesus calls us to a different pattern of ministry.
所以耶穌呼召我們做一個不同形式的服侍。
A different understanding and a different practice.
有一個不同的了解,也有不同的行徑。
Different from that of the nations.
從外邦人不同。
Even different from that of the religious leaders in Jerusalem.
甚至跟耶路撒冷的宗教領袖都不同,
of the scribes and the Pharisees.
就是那些文字法利賽人不同。
In effect, Jesus is saying here,
其實耶穌是在說的,
the model is not hierarchy.
其實這個模式不是一個是 由上至下嘅咁嘅系统嘅权力系统。
Some exercising authority over others，
系某啲人嘅私权喺其他人嘅身上。
But it's servanthood，
系一个仆人嘅侍奉。
Ministry is service，
侍奉咧就系一个服侍。
And greatness is Christ-likeness，
咁要为大咧就要像基督。
And here again, I would emphasize three implications of this。
咁再次咧，我哋睇三个嘅延伸嘅教导。
First of all, as Jesus himself says,
第一就是耶稣自己说,
that Jesus is the model for ministry.
耶稣他成为侍奉的模式。
He shows us the spirit in which ministry is to be carried out.
他给我看见呢, 侍奉的精神。
So like Jesus, we are to take the form of a servant.
好像耶稣一样呢, 我们都要成为仆人的样式。
Christ's body is to be the servant church.
耶稣的身, 基督的身体要成为一个仆人的教会。
For the sake of the kingdom of God.
是为了神的国度而服侍。
Now this does not mean lack of leadership.
这个不是说我们不设立任何的领导人。
This does not mean exercising initiative.
也不是说我们要用什么的主权。
Rather it's leadership from a different model.
是说我们用另一个模式去做带领。
Not leadership over.
不是在上的管治。
But leadership alongside.
是一起的在旁边的来带领。
And leadership which manifests the spirit of Jesus Christ.
那是彰显到耶稣基督嗰个嘅情况嘅一个领导。
So Jesus is the model for ministry.
咁所以耶稣基督系我哋服侍嘅一个模式。
Second, we see here success is measured by faithful service.
第二咧，我哋睇见成功系从呢个忠诚嗰度嚟量度嘅。
It is required of servants that they be found faithful.
因为神对仆人所要求嘅就系佢忠心。
As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4.
咁喺咁多前书第四章保罗就讲到啦。
Now the standard is not faithfulness instead of success.
唔系话忠心代替咗成功。
Rather, service is the only way to true success.
梗系话侍奉服侍咧系唯一嘅成功嘅方法。
And to the full coming of the kingdom.
直到咧神国度完全嘅彰显为止。
Now Jesus illustrated this.
耶稣喺呢个方面咧系更加详细嘅彰显出嚟。
In his own life，
喺佢生命里边咁样彰显出嚟。
In washing the feet of the disciples，
例如咧佢洗门徒嘅脚。
And in the parables of the kingdom，
以及咧喺呢个神国天国嘅嗰个嘅比喻上边咧，佢讲出嚟。
Jesus said， "May we be found faithful when the Son of God returns."
耶稣讲到将人子降临嘅时候。让他们发现我们是可以称赞我们是忠心的仆人。
So success is measured by faithful service.
所以成功是用忠心来量度。
Thirdly,
第三点,
we are to do the works of Christ.
我们要做基督所做的工作。
Jesus began the work of reconciliation.
耶稣开始了这个复和的工作。
And he accomplished the basis of reconciliation in his death and resurrection. So in that sense, the work has been completed. But in another sense, the work has not been completed. There is still the work of Jesus to do. To work out in people's lives and in society. The truth of the gospel. So we are to do the works of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, the works that I am doing, you also will do. And even greater because I go to the Father. Not necessarily more dramatic works, but more extensive. Do you remember what Jesus said in the Gospel of John? On the night of the Last Supper.
在这个最后晚餐的那晚耶稣这么说。
He said, it is good for you that I go away.
他说我离开你们是对你们好的。
And this was a strange thing for the disciples to hear.
对门徒来说听见这样的说话很奇怪。
How could it be good for them that he was going away?
为什么耶稣离开是好的呢?
But Jesus said, it is good for you that I go away.
但耶稣说我离开。原是为你好的
because if I go, I will send. When I go, I will send the Holy Spirit.
因为我离开之后咧，就会差派圣灵保惠之灵。
Then He will be in you and among you.
他就会在你当中住在你里边。
So this is the meaning of the body of Christ.
咁呢个就系 基督嘅身体嘅意思。
Jesus physically ascended into heaven.
耶稣佢自己肉身上面咧升上去。
But he sent the Holy Spirit among the disciples.
但佢系差派圣灵嚟到去门徒当中。
The Spirit to make us the body of Christ.
叫我哋成为基督嘅身体。
So Jesus' physical body ascended into heaven.
所以耶稣嘅肉身咧升咗上去。
And yet Jesus still has a body on earth.
但佢仍然有个身体喺地上边。
It's still a physical body.
仍有一个肉身生活生嘅身体。
In the flesh and blood of Christians.
就系咧喺基督徒嘅生命身体嘅里边。
But now not just limited to one physical body.
而家咧再唔系一个身体啦。
But God's people spread all around the world.
但系咧系透过神嘅子民去到世界各处。
Increasingly to show who Jesus Christ is.
不停地去彰显耶稣基督系一个点样嘅。
And to do the works of Jesus Christ.
如何去做耶稣呢个工作。
Continuing the work that Jesus began.
继续耶稣所开始咗嘅职事。
Until that time of the final culmination.
直到咧世界嘅终结。
When Christ's work is completed.
耶稣嘅工作成就为止。
And Jesus returns.
咁耶稣翻嚟
，and the kingdom of God is finally fully established.
神嘅国度完完全全嘅嚟到设立。
So being servants of Christ then,
所以作为神嘅仆人咧
，shows us the mode or the spirit in which we are to minister.
就俾我睇见我哋应该服侍嘅嗰个模式系点样。
So here we see the relationship between these three.
咁再次我睇见呢三个基石嘅关系。
As priests, we all have a ministry.
作为祭司，我哋个个都有一个职事。
As gifted people, we may have different ministries.
作为有恩赐嘅信徒咧，我有唔同嘅职事。
As servants of Christ, we see the spirit in which ministry is to be carried out.
咁作为神嘅基督嘅仆人咧，我哋就见到我哋呢个服侍嘅心态同埋精神。
We see, for example, that gifts are not for self exaltation to lift ourselves up.
而咧，正因为咧，恩赐唔系叫自己咧系自高自大啫。
Rather, gifts are to build the body up.
那恩赐系要服侍教会嘅，建立教会嘅。
And to lift Jesus Christ up.
系高举耶稣基督嘅。
Within the community and in the world.
喺呢个嘅信徒群体当中，以及咧喺外邦人嘅面前。
So we see how the three of these relate together.
咁所以我见到呢三样点样去彼此关联起嚟。
We also see here the relationship between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我哋同样见到旧约同新约嘅关系。
These three give us a consistent, a coherent theology of ministry.
呢三方面咧，俾我睇见一个侍奉嘅整全性。
There is an inner logic that holds these three together.
彼此之间有一个嘅逻辑嘅关系。
Because they are all based on the work of God in the church.
因为都系基于神喺教会里边所做嘅工作。
And they all.Point to the fact that in the church all believers are ministers.
而且指向咧喺教会里边所有嘅信徒都有职事嘅。
So note here the transition from the old covenant to the new.
咁我见到旧约同新约嗰个嘅转变啦。
In the Old Testament, some were priests.
喺旧约里边有啲人系祭司。
But now all God's people are priests.
而家咧所有神嘅子民都系祭司。
Now we saw in the Old Testament the broader understanding of priesthood.
喺旧约里边，我哋见到咧呢个祭司嘅一个广义。
That is of God's people as priests.
就系神嘅子民都系祭司。
But there also specifically was the priestly tribe.
但系都我哋知道有呢个专做祭司嘅支派。
The Levitical priesthood.
就系呢个利未嘅支派。
So only some could be a part of that priesthood.
咁所以咧，只可以一小撮人咧，成为呢班嘅祭司当中嘅祭司。
But now there's a new priesthood.
咁而家有个新嘅祭司角度。
Not after the heritage of Aaron.
唔系再跟住亚伦嘅传统话住。
But according to the order of Melchizedek.
但系根据麦基洗德嘅样子。
That is a new priesthood.
一个新嘅祭司角度。
Based on the uniqueness of Jesus Christ,
因为耶稣基督嘅独特性
which has been also expanded to include all of us,
以致咧呢个嘅范围咧扩阔咗，包括咗你同我。
Jesus Christ as the great high priest,
耶稣基督作为大祭司
，and uniquely so,
咁佢有一个独特嘅特别之处
，so no one else can take that place,
系冇人可以占呢个位嘅。
But then the priesthood given to all of us,
咁但系咧嗰个祭司职份佢系俾咗每一个。
So in a sense, we see the transition from the old to the new priesthood.
咁所以见到系旧嘅祭司制度转变咗成新嘅制度。
In the one sense, the Old Testament priesthood is narrowed down to the very person of Jesus Christ.
咁從某個角度嚟講，新約嘅祭司咧係指向咗耶穌基督。
The whole meaning of priesthood is concentrated in Jesus Christ.
整個祭司嘅意義咧係喺耶穌基督嘅身上。
But on the other hand, the Old Testament understanding of priesthood is expanded.
咁但係從另一個角度嚟講，舊約嘅祭司觀念咧亦都係擴闊咗。
Expanded to include all of us.
以至咧包括咗你同我。
So now we can no longer say that only some Christians are priests.
我而家就唔可以話咧，有啲基督徒係祭司。
And we are warned not to reinstitute the Old Testament understanding.
聖經亦都提醒我哋咧，唔好用舊約嘅觀念喺新約當中。
Similarly with the gifts of the Spirit.
喺聖靈嘅恩賜裏面都係咁樣。
In the Old Testament, some were especially gifted.
舊約裏面咧，有啲人係特別有恩賜嘅。
We read about the Spirit coming on different ones.
咁我哋讀到咧，聖靈降臨喺唔同嘅人身上。
For example, in the book of Judges.
例如咧喺呢個士師記。
The Holy Spirit came on Samson.
聖神嘅靈咧降臨喺參孫身上。
And later we read about the Holy Spirit coming on Saul.
咁後屘又話神嘅靈降臨喺掃羅身上。
And in Exodus.
喺出埃及記。
In the building of the tabernacle.
當佢哋去建造個會幕嘅時候。
God said to Moses that I have set aside two men.
咁啊，神話咧，話俾摩西聽，我將兩個人咧分別咗出嚟。
His two men, Bezalel and Aholiab, and I have gifted them to make the things of the tabernacle.
咁我咧係特別將恩賜賜咗俾佢哋去做神嘅呢個嘅會幕嘅工作。
I have given them the gift of making beautiful things.
俾咗佢哋恩賜咧去做各樣嘅雕刻各樣嘅刺繡。
And also of teaching others.
以及都教導人。
So we see there a little hint of what was to come.
咁所以咧，神喺度俾我一個提示，將來要發生嘅事。
That in the Old Testament some were gifted.
喺舊約裏邊咧，有啲人係有恩賜。
But in the New Testament all have been gifted.
而新約裏邊咧，個個都有恩賜。
As Peter said on the day of Pentecost.
正如彼得喺五旬節嗰日所講嘅。
In fulfillment of the prophecy in Joel.
係話咧，要滿足約珥嗰個嘅預言。
That in the latter days the Holy Spirit would be poured out.
在末後日子聖靈要大力澆灌凡有血氣的。
Poured out on all flesh.
在凡有血氣的人身上面。
Young and old, men and women.
年輕的、年老的、男的、女的。
All who respond to the gospel through faith.
每一個憑著信心回應福音的人都可以得到。
So now all are gifted by the Spirit.
所以我個個呢都有聖靈的恩賜。
Similarly with regard to servanthood.
仆人的侍奉都是這樣。
In one sense, Israel of course was to be a servant people.
咁有個角度嚟講咧，以色列咧係被呼召成為神嘅仆人。
But some were especially raised up as the servants of God.
但有啲人咧喺當中係特別係選出嚟成為神嘅仆人嘅。
So we read about Moses, the servant of God.
咁例如摩西成為神嘅仆人。
And others.
仲有其他好多。
But now all are servants of Christ.
但係而家個個都係基督嘅仆人啦。
So we see a clear consistency in all three of these.
所以我見到呢三方面咧都係有咁樣嘅行切嘅。
Now this has many practical implications for the church today.
對今日嘅教會有幾個具體嘅行動嘅建議。
It emphasizes the fact that all believers are ministers.
第一就講到咧，每一個信徒咧都係祭司。
It means that when we work in the congregation, we are working with a community of ministers.
即係話，當我哋喺教會裏邊嚟到侍奉嘅時候咧，我哋係服侍緊一班侍奉嘅人。
And so it gives us a very important task.
咁我係一個好重要嘅工作。
Of helping people to grow into their ministry.
係幫助人喺佢嘅職事當中成長。
To find the areas that God is calling them to minister in.
揾到神呼召佢去侍奉嘅崗位。
Whether that's within the body of Christ.
無論喺基督身體裏邊嘅。
Or whether that's more broadly in the world.
或者係咧，要差派到世上嘅。
And it gives leaders and pastors a strategic task.
咁俾作領導嘅一個好具體嘅工作。
Of equipping the believers for ministry.
就要去成全聖徒各盡其職。
And of teaching what it means to be a minister.
俾個教導信徒明白咩叫侍奉。
What it means to use our gifts to glorify God.
咩叫用我哋嘅恩賜去榮耀神。
What it means to live to the glory of God in the world.
咩叫做喺世界裏邊去活出神嘅榮耀。
I think there's an important agenda here for pastors and for churches today.
咁呢個係成為今日教會領導教牧嘅一個好重要嘅課題。
Of understanding clearly what ministry is.
要我哋清清楚楚明白咩叫侍奉。
And of exploring the meaning of that in our particular context.
以及喺我哋自己嘅侍奉嘅範疇裏邊去彰顯呢一點。
Helping believers to see that ministry is not just what we do in the church.
讓信徒睇見。侍奉唔係單單喺教會裏邊嘅嘢。
Because we are called to be priests in the world.
因為我哋都係被召成為世界作世界嘅祭司。
and to be servants of Christ in the world.
在社会里面成为基督的仆人,
to continue Jesus' ministry in the world.
将基督的职事在社会里面继续的延展。
That's easy to say, but hard to understand in particular context.
咁呢个咧讲论咧就好容易，但系喺具体嘅喺你嘅范畴里边、工场里边点去彰显出嚟咧、活出嚟咧，系较为复杂啦。
For example, if we think of the diversity within our congregation,
例如当我谂到我教会弟兄姊妹当中嘅多样性。
And the diversity of kinds of work that people do.
他们所做的不同的工作,
where their employment is.
他们工作的场所,
the people that they're in contact with.
他们接触的人,
what does it mean to be minister, to be a minister in the office place?
究竟在办公室里面成为神的侍奉究竟是怎样做呢?
Or in the school or in the home.
或者在学校里面或者家庭里面去怎样做这个职事呢?
To be ministers not just of the church.
不是单单在教会里面做侍奉。
But to be ministers of the kingdom of God.
乃是在神国度的仆人,神国度的侍奉者。
Now this is partly a matter of consciousness, how we think about ministry.
那另一方面呢,是我们观念上面怎样去思想。
We saw that in the church that I was involved in Chicago.
在我芝加哥服侍的教会里面呢。
Where we put strong emphasis on the ministry of all believers.
我们就很强调信徒作为祭司的身份。
And on the gifts of the Spirit.
以及呢圣灵的恩赐。
In this practical sense. And in being community.
咁亦都着重呢我们是一个群体。
And building up and equipping one another.
我们要彼此的建立。
And it was interesting to see what happened over time.
咁我将这个观念强调了一段时间之后我睇翻转头好有趣。
To begin to see people think of themselves as ministers.
我开始见到啲人开始以自己作为一个侍奉者嘅观念去睇自己啦。
And to talk about the ministries that God was giving them.
开始讲咧神俾咗佢嘅职事啦。
And to begin to minister in new ways.
而且系一个新嘅侍奉嘅情况。
And to ask for prayer for their ministry.
请求教会为咗佢嘅侍奉嚟祷告。
Church really becomes a ministering community.
当教会真系成为一个服侍嘅群体。
And we begin to see ministry exercised in a variety of ways.
開始見到侍奉咧有多樣化嘅彰顯。
In the next session, I'm going to talk some about evangelization.
咁喺下一堂咧，我就會講報道嘅策略。
But I want to say also a little bit more about this aspect of ministry.
但我哋都會再講一下咧呢個侍奉嘅層面。
And how it relates to spiritual gifts.
點樣同恩賜係拉成關係
？Thank you.
Okay.
First of all, there's the circular diagram.
咁大家見到綠色紙面嗰度咧，係一個圓形嘅圖畫啦。
This comes from Germany.
咁呢個係德國人所寫嘅一個圖畫。
And from a group there called Church for Tomorrow.
咁啊，佢哋嗰度有一個組織叫做明日嘅教會 Church for Tomorrow.
This is a group concerned about renewal in the church.
咁佢哋關心教會嘅更新。
And they have been looking at dynamic churches.
所以就睇緊一啲所謂有能力嘅好有衝勁嘅教會。
Not just growing churches, but churches which have a sense of ministry.
唔係單單係嗰啲增長嘅教會，但係嗰啲係有呢個侍奉嘅觀念嘅教會。
And a sense of dynamic.
有活力嘅教會。
And in growth in spiritual maturity as well as numbers.
喺屬靈嘅成長同埋人數上面都增長嘅。
And they now publish a magazine called Church for Tomorrow.
咁佢哋都係出版咗個雜誌，亦都係用呢個名。
And they believe they have identified 8 key factors.
咁佢就認為咧有八個主要嘅因素
，which are important for maintaining a healthy church.
對於一個維持一個健康嘅教會，呢八個因素好重要。
And they are arranged in this circular manner.
咁就用一個咁嘅圓圈咧嚟排列出嚟。
I've listed the 8 as they give them.
咁我就將佢哋所講嘅八個咧係列咗出嚟啦。
And they emphasize the interrelationship among these.
咁再者咧，佢哋都係強調呢八個中間彼此嘅關係嘅。
So it's somewhat similar to the models we looked at the other day.
咁所以同我哋先啊所睇過嘅模式差唔多。
And shows the interrelationship between these factors.
讲到佢哋彼此之间嘅关系嘅情况。
Goal-oriented pastoral leadership.
第二咧系需要一个有目标嘅牧者作领导。
and the other factors that are mentioned there, including an emphasis on small group life,
包括有一些小组的生命，小组的生活。
And by evangelization, they mean essentially what I mean by witness.
他们所用的报道, evangelism的字呢, 就是跟我所说的传福音的字是一样的。
That is not only evangelism.
我所说的见证的字一样。Not only
evangelism, but ministry in a variety of ways.
不是单单是传福音, 但是在不同的, 很多的不同的方法上面呢, 来见证主。
The second, rather the third sheet concerns team ministry.
第三章主要就讲到是,
this is material we didn't have time to look at yesterday.
But
it emphasizes the importance of a ministry team.
这个讲到, 一班人一起侍奉的重要性,
which is really what this Church for the Tomorrow model means by gift-oriented leadership team.
就是这个圆圈的第二点所讲的，我们需要有一个是有恩赐的观念的一个这样的对公。
This is an attempt to work out in a practical way.
在实际上呢,
what the New Testament says about leadership.
就是它活出了圣经。 新約所講的領導是一個怎樣的情況?
And especially about the ministry of elders.
特別是長老的職事。
So it's based in part on 1 Timothy 3:1-7.
所以它是基於 提摩太前書第3章1-7節。
And Titus 1:6-9.
以及提多書第1章6-9。
And what I've listed here is practical principles.
咁我呢度列咗出嚟係啲具體嘅原則。
Is based on the experience that I had in the United States.
係基於我自己喺美國一啲嘅經驗。
In working with the pastoral team for about 6 years.
咁我同一班嘅同工一齊合作有6年嘅時候。
So these are more personal pastoral reflections.
咁所以呢個可以講係我個人喺牧養上面一個嘅反省。
Things that we learned in working together in a pastoral team.
是我们一起对工的服侍当中所学到一些功课。
In which we had between 6 and 8 people.
我们那个同工队呢，是有6至8人。
Men and women on a pastoral team.
有男有女。
The second sheet is on spiritual gifts.
第二章节呢，就是讲到属灵恩赐了。
And this is supplemental to the previous session this morning.
咁呢个系亦都系补充我今朝嗰堂嘅一啲资料。
I've listed here what I believe are the key scriptures concerning spiritual gifts.
呢度我列咗咧，我认为关于属灵恩赐好重要嘅一系列嘅经文。
Not only the main passages.
不单系嗰啲主要嘅嗰啲大段嘅经文。
But also Hebrews 2:4.
亦都包括咗希伯来书2:4节咧。
Which talks about distributions of the Holy Spirit.
讲到圣灵 分派的各人。
And 1 Peter 4:10-11.
例如咧，第一前书第4章10至11节咧。
And those other verses seem to fit the subject as well.
咁同埋其他咧，系我认为同呢个课题有关系嘅经文。
And seem to suggest some other spiritual gifts.
咁都提到咧，唔同嘅圣灵嘅恩赐嘅。
For example, when Paul is writing to the Romans.
保罗写信给罗马的人的时候,
and he says, I desire to come and spend time with you.
他说我很愿意来到你当中,
that I might share some spiritual gift with
you. 可以跟你分享一些圣灵的恩赐。
And he uses the word charisma there.
在那里也是用到这个希腊的原文是恩赐的字。
And I've listed 10 principles concerning spiritual gifts.
我也列了10个关于属灵恩赐的原则。
Which are a reflection on the New Testament teaching.
亦都是基于新约的教导的一个反省。
Emphasizing some of the things that we talked about this morning.
着重我们今天所提的其中一些课题。
And the practical functioning of the gifts.
以及这个恩赐在具体的彰显。
The diagram at the bottom of that page
在下面的那个图画呢，中文的图画呢,
comes from my book, A Kingdom Manifesto.
咁就由我嗰本書嗰度抽出嚟嘅。
And it's intended to show the relationship between the church and the kingdom of God.
嗰度神嘅角度 嘅重要性。
And particularly the function of discipling in disciple making in the light of that.
講到教會同神嘅角度，同埋咧門徒訓練同神嘅角度嘅關係。
The discipling process to help the church mature.
門徒訓練咧係幫助教會成長。
And help the church, in fact, be a witness for the kingdom of God.
叫教會成為咧係神國度一個見證。
Whether that's through internal ministries in the life of the church,
咁無論係透過教會本身內在生命嘅補助
，or whether it's through ministries such as evangelism or justice ministries,
或者係向外嘅報道或者係彰顯神嘅公義嘅行動。
The point is, in order for that to work,
咁重要之處咧就係
there needs to be the discipling ministry,
需要有門徒訓練，然後先至可以有呢啲嘅運作。
And specifically, discipling for the kingdom of God.
以及咧，系特别针对神嘅角度嚟到去作训练。
So this is a bit broader understanding of discipleship。
咁所以呢个嘅观念咧，系俾我一个对门徒训练更加广阔嘅观念。
And I hope a more biblical understanding。
咁我盼望亦都系一个更加合乎圣经嘅观念。
Than some people you employ。
比一般所讲紧嘅系较为全面。
I've often heard discipling presented in this kind of a model.
咁我好多時聽到人講門徒訓練咧，就係用咁嘅模式嚟講嘅。
Sort of a circular model.
係一個可以講話係圓形嘅模式。
That we evangelize, we see people want to Christ.
就我哋做報道，見到人信主啦。
And then it's important to disciple those people.
然後咧，我哋就去訓練呢班人。
So that they can be growing Christians,
以致咧佢成為一班咧係成長嘅信徒。
And in turn, so that they may evangelize.
咁然後咧，佢哋就出去咧，又做報道工作啦。
And that's a good model in the sense of emphasizing the importance of evangelism.
咁呢個係基於對報道嘅強調咧，係一個好嘅模式。
But I see discipling as leading in several directions.
但我見到門徒訓練咧，係會帶嚟幾個唔同嘅方向。
The building up of the church,
例如咧係建立教會咧
，and various kinds of justice ministries,
公義嘅行動咧
，and service in the world and so on.
喺世界嘅一啲服事咧。
In other words, we are to disciple Christians.
換句話嚟講，我哋去訓練一班門徒咧。
Not just for the church, but for the kingdom.
係唔係單單為咗教會嘅需要嚟訓練嘅，但係為咗神嘅國度嚟訓練嘅？
And I want to talk more about that tomorrow.
咁聽日咧，我會再詳細啲講呢方面。
One other thing before we talk about evangelism this morning.
咁喺我哋講報道之前咧，我會講多樣。
And this is unrelated to everything else.
呢樣嘢係同個人都冇關係嘅。
But I wanted to comment concerning the seminary where I teach.
但我想提一提咧，係我所教導嗰間神學院。
United Theological Seminary in Dayton, Ohio.
喺美國嘅叫United Theological Seminary.
And to let you know that we have begun a Doctor of Missiology program.
咁我想俾大家知道，我呢個聯合神學院咧係開始咗一個宣教系嘅科目。
Which is to help people become more effective in ministry.
係幫助人咧喺侍奉上面更加有果效。
With a strong missiological emphasis.
特別咧喺宣教嘅着重方面。
Which includes an emphasis on cross-cultural ministry.
咁其中包括咗咧係超越文化嘅報導。
That is a strong emphasis on the cultural dimension of mission.
好強調咧喺宣教裏邊嘅文化使命。
Cultural factors in communicating the gospel.
以及咧喺傳遞福音嘅時候需要關顧嘅各方面嘅理論。
And how we are effective in ministry in the kind of world that we're entering into.
我哋點樣可以喺我哋去到嘅嗰個世界社會當中咧，嚟到作為一個有效嘅見證人？
This is in many ways going to be an international program.
咁呢個將會成為一個國際性嘅課程。
So if any of you are interested in that, you can talk to me about that.
咁如果大家對呢方面有興趣咧，請大家可以嚟揾我傾。
So we want to talk about strategies for effective evangelization.
好啦，我哋而家要講咧，就係話對於一個有效嘅報道嘅策略。
How can the church evangelize effectively?
教會點樣可以有效嘅做報道
？Now, at one level, the answer to this is fairly simple.
咁從一個層面嚟講咧，這個答案好簡單嘅啫。
That is, the church evangelizes by living by the Spirit and the Word.
就是教会藉着去活出神的话语来到去做报道。
That is to say, a church grounded in the Word and living by the Spirit will evangelize.
咁即系话咧，一个教会系建基于神嘅话语，有神嘅灵喺当中，咁佢自自然咧就会去报道噶啦。
It's built into the nature of the church and the nature of the gospel.
咁喺教会嘅本质当中，福音嘅本质当中已经咧系建基咗呢一样嘢。
But a church grounded in the Word.
但系一个建基于神话语嘅教会。
And a church living by the Spirit.
一个咧活在圣灵中嘅教会。
Will evangelize in a number of significant ways.
他们会有很多不同的方法来去做报道。
And scripture, of course, gives us many examples.
那固然呢，圣经里面我们看到很多不同的例子了。
I think there probably are 20 or 30 specific ways of evangelism in scripture.
我相信呢，有起码二十几、三十种具体的报道的方法。
In terms of methodology.
如果我要数方法，我可以数到很多。
Some of you may have seen a book by Michael Green.
咁有啲人可能读过 Michael Green 呢本嘅书
，called Evangelism in the Early Church，
就讲到初期教会嘅报道
，which I think is the best study of this subject.
咁我觉得系喺呢个课题上面一个好好嘅书。
Looking both at the New Testament，
讲到新约嘅教会
，and at relevant literature subsequent to the New Testament，
同埋同新约有关嘅嗰啲嘅文献嘅一啲嘅资料
，and he shows。Many of the ways that the early church evangelized.
咁提到初期教会有所用嘅好多嘅报道嘅方法。
But I want to focus this morning not so much on specific methods.
但今朝我想讲嘅唔系啲具体嘅方法。
Or techniques.
或者系技巧。
Because those can vary from time to time.
因为呢啲都可以咧，因为唔同嘅时代要作出改变。
And from place to place.
因为唔同嘅地点作出改变。
But I want to think of evangelization based on a long-term approach.
我想睇報道係一個長時期嘅一個嘅層面咁嚟睇。
That is the way that a church effectively evangelizes over time.
教會喺一個長時間當中都係嚟作出有效嘅報道。
Rather than on specific techniques and methodologies.
而唔係具體嘅講一啲嘅技巧性嘅問題。
Now, It's easy to make a list of specific ways that the early church evangelized.
我哋去列出话咧，初嚟教会佢哋咧用嘅方法，咁呢个其实好容易做嘅。
Obviously by literature.
咁我睇多几本书就得噶啦。
Much of the New Testament is really evangelistic tracts.
因为咧喺初嚟教会佢哋所做嘅主要都系报道嘅工作。
To introduce people to Christ.
去介绍人，叫人认识耶稣基督。
And to help them to grow spiritual maturity.
呢个帮助佢哋喺属灵嘅生命上面成长。
Be effective disciples.
成为一个咧系好嘅门徒。
And in Acts and in Paul's letters, we see a number of specific methods.
喺使徒传喺保罗嘅书信里边，我见到好多具体嘅方法。
Ranging from preaching in the synagogue.
由咧喺呢个会堂里边讲道。
To having discussions in a rented hall.
到咧喺呢个推拉路嘅会堂嗰度嘅辩道。
The philosophical discussion in Athens.
在雅典的哲学的讨论。
To informal conversation.
或者是一些在私底下的倾谈。
And witness through showing compassion.
藉着彰显怜悯恩慈所作的见证。
But it seems to me beneath all of that.
但是在这些一切之下呢?
There are some fundamental principles and strategies of evangelism.
是有些关于报道的基本的观念和原则的。
That show us how the church in the New Testament evangelized.
给我看见初期教会他们怎么去报道。
And that are continue to be relevant for us.
还有是对我们今天仍然都是有作用的。
Now the foundation here is the New Testament experience of the church.
那这个基础就是新约教会的新约教会的经历
，their experience in building a genuine community of disciples，
佢哋经历咗咧信徒组织成为一个好关顾性嘅群体。
So I'm presupposing this。
咁固然咧，我喺度假设紧呢样嘢吓。
This is basic。
咁我觉得呢个系好基本嘅。
What I meant the other day when I said about the church is a witness by what it is first of all。
咁我先日都提过咧，教会见证就系。教会基于它本身是一个怎样 的群体然后作的见证。
But beyond that, I would suggest five ways in which the early church evangelized.
但我想再提一提初来教会它所用的五个报道方法。
which continue to be, I think, true for the church today.
咁呢五個方法，我相信今日仍然都係用得着嘅。
First, the church evangelizes effectively through specific, confident prayer.
第一，教會嘅報道係透過佢哋好有信心嘅禱告。
Prayer is a means of evangelism.
禱告係報道嘅方法之一。
It always has been, it always will be.
咁過去係咁樣，將來亦都會繼續係咁樣。
Jesus said that we should pray that God would send forth laborers into the harvest.
耶穌話：我哋要禱告求神差派工人去收莊稼。
And those who pray for the church's witness are on the front lines of evangelism.
咁嗰啲為咗教會嘅報道嚟到去禱告人咧，佢其實就喺前線嘅當中。
Just as much as those who actually engage people in witness.
正如嗰啲咧係實際去接觸人同人報道嘅人一樣。
We see a number of examples of this in the book of Acts.
咁喺《使徒行傳》見到有好幾個咁嘅例子。
Of course, we see examples also in Paul's letters.
固然咧喺保罗嘅书信里面我都见到。
Where Paul prays and writes those prayers.
保罗咧佢祷告写出啲咁嘅祷文。
But we might look, for example, at Acts chapter 4.
或者我睇睇《使徒行傳》第四章。
Verses 23 through 31.
23至31节。
It's an interesting passage to study.
咁呢段经文咧好有趣噶。
Because it actually gives us some of the content of this prayer.
因為當中就俾我睇見咧呢個禱告嘅內容。
Now you remember the background here。
咁大家都記得呢個背景咧。
Peter and John had healed a man through the power of the Spirit。
阿彼得同埋約翰咧就因為聖靈嘅能力醫咗一個人。
As they were on their way to the temple。
咁啊，佢原本係想去教會嘅。
And as a result, they preached the gospel as the crowd gathered.
咁啊，佢原本就係聖殿喺路中咧，就碰到呢個人咁啊，因為咁嘅緣故咧，就卒之咧就講起天道嚟。
And some of the apostles were arrested.
咁啊，結果咧，佢哋被捉啦。
And so the church comes together to pray.
咁教會就走埋一齊咧，為咗佢哋祈禱。
Now the passage doesn't tell us exactly who is praying here.
咁啊，呢段經文冇具體到講到邊個喺度祈禱。
Presumably not the whole church.
咁啊。假設咧，唔係整個教會都一齊。
Which by this time was several thousand.
因為喺嗰個時候咧，教會已經有幾千人嘅啦。
Perhaps there were many prayer meetings going on.
咁或者有好多個嘅禱告會都喺度進行。
Because of this crisis.
咁因為呢個咁嘅危機嘅情況。
But it's interesting to see how these believers pray.
但係我哋睇下呢班人嘅祈禱咧，係好有趣嘅。
It's not a prayer asking for protection.
佢哋嘅禱告唔係話求神保守佢哋。
We may say it's not a defensive prayer, but it's an aggressive prayer.
我可以講話咧，佢嘅禱告唔係一個防禦性嘅祈禱，乃一個咧進攻性嘅祈禱。
And it gives us a sense of how they expected God to work.
俾我睇見佢哋期待神做啲乜嘢。
First of all, notice here the recognition of God's sovereignty.
第一咧，佢喺度強調神嘅主權。
God is sovereign even in this present crisis.
就算喺而家咁嘅危機當中，神仍然係作王作主嘅。
They say, Lord, you made the heaven and the earth. You made everything.
佢哋禱告話咧，主你創造萬有。
Even though we're seeing the authority of the officials being exercised.
所以我哋見到咧呢啲嘅有權有位嘅人彰顯咗佢哋嘅權柄。
They recognize God's sovereignty over even over this circumstance.
但係佢哋清楚知道咧喺呢個嘅事件以上咧，神嘅權柄亦都係喺呢啲人以上。
That's a good place for prayer to begin.
咁啊，用咁嘅角度開始禱告，實在係好。
And prayer for evangelization and for the witness of the church.
咁啊，為咗報道同埋教會嘅見證嚟祈禱啦。
Recognition of God's sovereignty.
佢哋清楚神嘅主權。
The confidence that God's power is not threatened by this circumstance.
佢哋相信神嘅能力唔會因為呢個環境而受影響。
And then also notice here the expectation of God's action.
原來佢哋，我哋睇下咧，佢哋對神嘅行動有一個期待。
Again, they don't pray to be protected.
就好似佢哋祈禱咧，唔係話求神去保守自己。
Rather that they pray for God to act in this situation.
佢求神咧喺呢個事件上面去做啲事。
To stretch forth His hand in power.
去伸出佢大能嘅手。
So this is an example of confident prayer.
所以咧，呢個係一個滿有信心嘅祈禱。
Believing that God can use this crisis，
相信神可以利用呢個嘅危機
，to accomplish God's purpose，
去成就神自己嘅美意。
Notice also that this is prayer in community。
我哋都留意咧，又其中一個係一班人嘅祈禱。
Here is the church coming together to pray。
係教會走埋一齊嘅祈禱。
Which is actually a form of evangelism。
其實就係報道一個嘅方法啦。
church gathering to lift this concern to God.
教会走埋一齐，将佢所关心嘅事带到神嘅面前。
And experiencing community in the spirit.
经历咧喺神嘅灵里边嘅一个嘅群体一个同在。
And being joined together in their prayer focus.
喺佢哋祷告当中同心合意。
And asking God to act in this situation.
求主喺当中去插手嚟做事。
We see also hear the response.
我都見到佢哋嘅反應，個回應。
The Holy Spirit answers，
就係聖靈咧回應佢哋嘅禱告。
The Spirit gives them boldness，
聖靈俾佢哋嘅膽量。
And they are able to extend the witness，
咁佢哋就可以咧去繼續嘅見證。
The point here is that God does answer their prayer，
所以我睇見神的而且確回應佢哋嘅祈禱。
And their witness is extended，
佢哋嘅見證更加嘅擴張。
Not simply because of what they do，
唔係單單佢做咗啲乜嘢。
Because they have taken this concern to God.
但是将这个他所关心的事情带到神的面前。
They've asked God to act in the situation.
求神在这个处境当中来施行公，施行神的作为。
And God empowers them for witness.
咁神就给他能力去做见证。
So the church evangelizes through specific confident prayer.
咁所以教会报道是透过他很具体的，很有信心的来祷告。
Now, there are other examples of this in Acts.
在神传上有很多这样的例子。
For example, in the circumstances of Peter going to Cornelius' house.
例如彼得去哥尼流家里。
And in Acts 13.
或者是神传13章。
In the picture of the church at Antioch.
在安提阿教会。
Where it is as the church is praying.
讲到当教会在禁食祷告的时候。
As they pray and fast together.
他们在禁食祈祷。
That God says, set apart, Paul and Barnabas for the ministry to which I have called them.
聖靈就話咧，為我去分派巴拿巴同埋掃羅去做我召佢哋所作嘅工。
And in a sense, this launches the church's missionary movement.
咁呢個咧可以講話係開始咗教會嘅宣教使命、宣教工作。
This wasn't simply the idea of these people in Antioch.
唔係安提阿教會佢哋嘅觀念。
But it was God speaking to them as they prayed.
但係當佢祈緊禱嘅時候，神同佢哋講嘢。
So we need to be in prayer about the witness of the church.
所以我要为咗教会嘅见证嚟祷告
，and allowing God to speak to us.
我喺祷告当中容许神对我说话
，to empower us for ministry.
俾我有报道嘅能力
，and to raise up those whom God is calling for ministry.
以及咧系去兴起神所呼召嘅要做报道工作嘅人。
So we see here the importance of prayer in the church's evangelistic witness.
所以我见到咧，祷告喺教会嘅报道工作上面嘅重要性。
And I think this remains true down through history.
咁我相信呢个咧系喺历世历代都系真实嘅。
If you look at times when the church has evangelized effectively,
当我睇翻教会有效嘅报道嘅时候
，look under the surface and you will find prayer.
咁我见到咧，佢系有祷告嘅当中嘅。
Now there's a second way the church evangelizes.
教会报道嘅另一个方法。
And this is through affirming the gift of evangelism.
就是肯定报道嘅恩赐。
Here we're thinking not so much about the witness of the whole church.
呢个讲紧嘅唔系整个教会嘅报道。
But specifically of those whom God calls and gifts for evangelism.
系特别神呼召嚟到去做报道嘅人嘅恩赐。
Now, of course, this does involve the whole church.
咁當然咧，呢個係有整個教會嘅參與。
Because it's the function of the church.
因為呢個係教會嘅功能之一。
To help to identify those people whom God gifts as evangelists.
去揾出神所分派出嚟專做報道嘅人。
To equip them, to send them out.
然後咧，去裝備佢哋，差派佢哋出去。
And to support them.
支持佢哋。
Whether that's financially or in other ways.
无论呢是在经济上面的或者其他方面的。
And whether that gift of evangelism is local.
无论这个报道的恩赐是给本地的。
That is ministry in the immediate area.
就是在他们当地当中的工作。
Or whether it involves sending people to some distance.
或者是包括将这个报道的人差派到其他地区。
Now, this, of course, requires that the church is operating by the gifts of the Spirit.
咁所以咧，固然教会就要喺圣灵恩赐当中嚟运行工作。
That is that there is sensitivity to the range of gifts of the Spirit.
佢对于圣灵多方样嘅多方面嘅呢啲嘅恩赐咧，系有觉察同埋留心。
And seeing the church as a gifted community.
见到咧，教会系一个有恩赐嘅群体。
Now, the whole church certainly is to be a witness.
咁冇错，整个教会都要作见证。
And in a sense, every gift is a witness.
亦都可以讲话咧，每一个恩赐都系一个见证。
That is a person who may not at all have a gift of evangelism, may have a gift for ministry in some other way.
一个冇报道恩赐人，可能咧有其他嘅恩赐。
But that can end up, of course, having an evangelistic impact.
咁佢因为佢嘅恩赐咧，亦都可以带嚟一个报道嘅果效。
So we can distinguish here between witness and evangelism.
咁我可以将见证同埋报道分开佢两个嚟讲。
All Christians are to be witnesses.
个个信徒都要见证。
And certainly everyone should be able to explain the gospel.
咁亦都咧，每一个都需要能够去解释福音。
And to give a reason for the hope that is within us.
去讲咧佢哋嗰个信仰嘅缘由。
But not all are evangelists.
但系唔系个个都系报道嘅人。
And I think we raise an unrealistic expectation.
咁有時我係有一個錯誤嘅期待。
If we think that every Christian can or should be an evangelist.
因為我覺得個個基督徒都應該咧去做報道嘅。
Because the New Testament talks about the gift of evangelism.
新約咧就講到報道嘅恩賜。
We see that in Ephesians 4:11.
咁喺以弗所書四章十一節好清楚講。
And we read about Philip the evangelist.
你都見到咧，腓利呢個係報道家。
And we see in Acts Philip's evangelistic ministry.
使徒行传，我哋见到腓利佢嘅报道嘅行动。
As the believers were scattered abroad because of persecution.
咁因为逼迫信徒四散嘅时候咧
，Philip finds himself in Samaria.
腓利就去到撒玛利亚。
And God uses him there as an evangelist.
神使用佢喺当中做报道工作。
And many people respond.
咁好多人信主。
And the apostles then go to follow up.
咁使徒咧就去做跟进啦。
And then we find Philip with the Ethiopian eunuch.
咁而家我就見到腓利咧同呢個安提阿嘅太監。
So here's an example specifically of a gift of evangelism.
咁所以呢個我見到佢係好具體嘅做報道嘅工作。
We see in the New Testament not only individual evangelists but evangelistic teams.
我哋都見到唔係單單一個別嘅人嘅報道，亦都見到啲報道隊。
Very seldom did Paul evangelize by himself.
保罗咧好少系自己一个人去报道嘅。
In fact, Paul developed a whole network of evangelists.
保罗咧系有一班嘅报道嘅人，佢咧系同佢一齐嘅，佢好有联系嘅。
Or we probably should better say evangelists and disciples.
咁或者咧，我哋话系一班报道人，同埋咧系去训练人嘅一班人。
Of course, we know the names of many of these.
当中好多人我哋都识佢名嘅。
Particularly Timothy and Titus.
特別咧係提摩太同埋提多咯。
You remember what one of the things that Paul said to Timothy?
記得咧，其中一樣啊，保羅同阿提摩太講嘅嘢。
He said, "Do the work of an evangelist."
就係你要做傳福音嘅工作。
Now, maybe that Timothy was more a discipler than an evangelist.
可能咧，提摩太係一個較為做訓練嘅人，多過做一個報道嘅人。
And yet, he was a part of this evangelistic network.
但係佢又係保羅呢個嘅報道系統裏邊嘅一個人。
So Paul formed a network, probably a series of teams or a network of teams.
咁所以保罗咧，佢有一个咁嘅队工嘅系统
，who extended the evangelistic outreach of the church.
将教会嘅报道工作咧嚟到去扩展出嚟
，and whose gifts were affirmed and supported by the church.
所以嘅恩赐咧系教会所印证同埋支持嘅。
Now we see many examples of this down through history.
咁喺历史里边，我见到好多啲咁嘅情况
，that is people。Who had the gift of evangelism?
人有報道恩賜
and who also helped to identify others with that gift.
就幫助去揾一啲有咁恩賜嘅人。
We see that, for example, in the example of John Wesley.
例如喺約翰威斯利嘅身上。
I mentioned the other day the teams that Wesley sent out.
我先前講過咧，係威斯利約翰佢差派出去嘅嗰啲報道隊。
That is the preachers that he trained and sent out to preach.
佢所訓練嘅呢啲傳道人員，差派佢出去傳道。
The early Methodist preachers were really evangelists.
咁佢哋初期嘅呢啲嘅差派出去嘅人咧，個個都係報道嘅人嚟嘅。
They weren't really pastors.
唔係牧師嚟嘅。
The pastors were the class leaders of the different groups.
咁啊，佢哋將佢咧係分開兩類唔同嘅人嘅。
But they really were evangelists.
佢哋真係一個牧傳道嘅人。
And Wesley identified people with this gift.
咁為之咧去揾到一啲有咁嘅恩賜嘅人。
Partly through giving them opportunity to preach.
其中嘅方法就俾佢有講道嘅機會啦。
And then watching for the work of the Spirit.
又睇下聖靈喺佢身上工作啦。
So a church that is evangelistically effective.
所以一个喺布道上面有果效嘅教会咧
，will watch for those people with the gift of evangelism，
就会去寻找去选呢啲咁嘅有嘅布道恩赐嘅人啦。
will encourage them and train them，
然后鼓励佢哋，训练佢哋
，and not give them other jobs to do，
唔俾佢哋去做其他嘅嘢
，but free them up for evangelism，
等佢哋可以释放出嚟咧，系专心做布道工作。
Now,I don't know how many evangelists there might be in a church.
我唔知個教會裏邊可以有幾多個報道嘅人。
I think Peter Wagner said at one point 10%.
咁啊，彼得偉蘭咧曾經講話咧10%。
I don't know about that.
咁我唔知呢個嘅數字有幾準。
But I think God will in every congregation raise up some with this gift.
但我絕對相信咧喺每一個嘅教會裏邊，神都會興起一啲咧係有咁樣報道恩賜嘅人。
And it's important to identify them.
咁我哋去揾出咁嘅人咧，係好重要。
Just as it's also important that there be a range of other gifts.
正如咧，我哋要認識到有唔同恩賜嘅人喺教會裏邊。
I'm not sure I'd want to be in a church where every member was an evangelist.
咁我如果係有一間成個教會都係報道恩賜嘅人嘅教會咧，我未必想去。
It might grow very rapidly.
呢個教會可能增長得好快。
But it also might fall apart very rapidly.
但係都可能咧，好快脆就散曬嘅。
In fact, I've seen examples of that.
我的而且我見過咁樣嘅例子。
So there need to be also discipling gifts.
咁所以都需要啲係做訓練工作嘅恩賜。
And the full range of gifts to build up the church.
係整個建立教會嘅各樣嘅恩賜咧，都需要有喺度。
And gifts of encouragement and gifts of hospitality.
呢個嘅鼓勵嘅恩賜、服侍嘅恩賜都需要有。
And those who have a special ministry in prayer.
特別係禱告嘅恩賜。
So the church grows through affirming the gift of evangelism.
咁所以教會增長嘅就係要去肯定呢啲有報道恩賜嘅人。
Now there's a third way that we see the church grows.
咁啊，第三個見到教會增長嘅方法咧
，we see a number of examples of this in scripture.
喺聖經裏邊都見到好幾個咁嘅例子嘅。
Ways in which the church evangelizes.
教會用呢個方法報道嘅。
Now there again are many examples of this down through history.
咁再次咧喺歷史裏邊咧，亦都見到好多咁嘅例子。
And that is the church often evangelizes through signs and wonders.
就係教會透過神蹟奇事嚟報道。
Now, often there is controversy around this issue.
咁好明顯咧，喺呢個課題上咧有好多唔同嘅論點啊。
Because it seems difficult to maintain a balance.
因為咧，似乎好難去攞到一個平衡點。
Yeah, there's a tendency to go to one extreme or the other.
好多時都係走咗一個極端或者另一個極端。
One extreme says, "Well, miracles and so on were just for the early church."
咁一個極端咧就話咧，神蹟奇事咧只係初代教會有嘅啫。
Even though there's nothing in the New Testament to suggest that.
雖然咧新約聖經裏邊完全冇提到呢一樣。
And perhaps in reaction to that.
去反映呢個咁嘅論證嘅人咧。
Often there has been in history an overemphasis on signs and wonders。
就係咧喺歷史上邊咧係過度強調神蹟奇事嘅人啦。
You know, whether that's healings or other miraculous forms of the working of the Spirit。
無論係醫治或者係任何嘅神蹟。
So we need a biblical and balanced emphasis here.
咁所以我哋需要一個合乎聖經而且係平衡嘅觀點。
Because I think either extreme weakens the witness of the church.
因為是但一個嘅極端咧，都係叫教會減弱嘅。
If God wishes to show forth God's power,
如果神願意彰顯佢嘅能力
，not only in evangelism but in healing or in other miraculous ways,
不單係報道嘅能力，亦都係醫治或者神蹟嘅能力。
We should be open to that.
我哋需要開放讓神咁嚟做。
But that needs to be based in a strong biblical understanding of the church.
但呢個係需要基於我哋對教會一個合乎聖經嘅觀念。
I think often the abuses of this
好多時之所以用到過度咧
，down through history
喺歷史上我哋見到嘅
，have come from a lack of a solid biblical ecclesiology understanding of the church.
所以因為咧係缺乏咗一個好穩妥嘅好鞏固嘅對聖經嘅認識，關於教會嘅教導認識。
Now we see this aspect of signs and wonders in the New Testament。
咁喺新約裏邊，我哋的而且確見到咧係神蹟奇事。
You can see this by tracing through the phrase signs and wonders。
你可以用串珠嚟揾咧神蹟奇事呢個詞。
Which actually has its base in the Old Testament。
咁其實咧喺舊約都已經有噶啦。
As well as looking at specific examples。
你都可以咧去睇一啲嘅具體嘅例子
of the working of the Holy Spirit
聖靈嘅工作
Or of course in Jesus' own ministry.
或者在耶稣的侍奉身上我都已经见到。
We see Jesus healings and his miraculous working.
我见到耶稣他的所作的医治和所行的神迹。
We also see that Jesus didn't heal everyone.
我们都见到耶稣没有医治所有的病人。
And he specifically refused to show signs when people wanted him to.
也都有人要求他行神迹的时候，他拒绝去行神迹。
And he refused to call 10,000 angels and release himself from the cross.
他也都拒绝了叫千万天使来去救他自己，在十字架上面落嚟。
But he did demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God.
但他的确又彰显了一份国度的能力。
And we see the same emphasis when he called the 12.
当他呼召了十二个门徒的时候，他都是这样讲。
We read that he called them to both to teach and to heal.
这话咧，神呼召呢班人咧嚟去做教导同埋做医治。
And so that is one of the ways that God has worked evangelistically in the church.
咁呢个咧系即系一个神咧系喺教会里边所使用嘅一个报道嘅方法。
Now, I think there's one thing that we need to be very clear about here.
咁喺呢度咧有一点我要好清楚嘅。
And that is, what is the greatest sign of the working of the Spirit?
就系圣灵最重要嘅神迹系乜嘢咧？
I think the greatest sign of the Spirit is really a reconciled church.
我相信圣灵最重要嘅神迹就系一个系和好嘅教会。
The greatest sign of the Spirit is genuine Christian community.
就是一班真实的信徒群体。
Where there really is reconciliation between people that otherwise would be antagonistic to one another.
彼此之间在圣灵里面是得以和好的，因为如果不是圣灵的工作，他们是彼此分裂、彼此争斗的。
And where people are learning to speak the truth in love.
别人都学习到来讲，用爱心说诚实话。
So the greatest sign is loving Christian community.
咁所以最大嘅神迹咧，就系一个彼此相爱嘅群体，信徒群体。
And the greatest wonder is Christ-like living.
咁最大嘅奇事咧，就系一个像基督嘅生活。
So in the long term,
所以长远嚟讲咧，
people would be more impressed by Christian living than by specific miracles.
人会系因为基督徒嘅生活佢嘅生命被吸引多过咧，系一啲具体嘅事件。
So we need a balance emphasis here。
咁所以喺呢度我需要一个平衡点。
We need to keep the focus on Jesus Christ。
我哋需要集中喺耶稣基督身上。
And on the character of Christ。
以及耶稣基督嘅性情。
And remember that the work of the Spirit is to make us like Christ。
记得咧，圣灵嘅工作系叫我哋像基督。
But to be open to the ways that the Spirit may want to work.
同时间是开放让圣灵有他工作的机会。
And the point is that God has in fact worked in this way in history.
那事实就是神的而且在历史当中是有用这样的方法。
We're seeing this today in China.
在今天我们都在中国里面见到这样的情况。
I heard the question asked of a man who just had spent 3 weeks in China.
那我有一个人咧，佢系喺中国有啱啱三个礼拜，咁佢就讲啲嘢，有人问佢。
Visiting Christian groups in two provinces.
佢探咗有两个省嘅信徒。
And someone asked, "Why is the church growing so rapidly?"
咁人就问佢点解当地嘅教会增长得咁快咧？
Well, he said, "Well, in the area where he was."
咁佢话佢所去过嘅嗰两个省咧。
A lot of it was because of many healings.
好多嘅增长嘅原因系因为咧医治嘅缘故。
And this has often been true in times of great movements in the life of the church.
咁喺教会嘅一啲运动当中，经常都有咁嘅情况出现嘅。
For example, in the Indonesian revival of a few years ago.
例如几年前嘅印尼嘅大复兴咧。
And the examples of this are numerous down through history.
咁喺历史里边，我都见到有好多咁嘅例子。
And the examples of the abuse of this are also numerous down through history.
固然咧，过度嘅例子亦都有好多。
That's why I'm emphasizing this as part of this broader picture.
咁所以咧，我系用一个更加广阔嘅图画里边嚟到强调呢一点。
This is one of several places to put the emphasis.
呢个系其中一个我哋将个重点放喺度嘅一个嘅地方。
It's not the specific key to evangelism.
唔系咧，唯一嘅重点，唯一嘅方法。
So that's the third thing that I would lift up.
咁即系呢个系第三点我要提出嚟嘅。
Now there's a fourth way that the church evangelizes.
第四个教会报道嘅方法咧。
Which may not sound like evangelism.
咁你听上嚟觉得未必系报道。
But which often has an evangelistic impact.
但系咧，经常都带嚟一个报道嘅果效嘅。
And that is the church evangelizes through working to build a just society.
就是教会在努力去建设一个公义的社会当中做了报道工作。
Through showing that the gospel touches every area of life.
去彰显福音是达到生命每一个阶层每一个层面的。
This may be through compassionate ministries of various kinds.
这个可能是透过不同方式的慈惠的工作
,ministering to those who are in suffering,
关心那些受困苦的人
or it may be ministering to bring about a more just society,
或者是直接去为了建设一个公义的社会的工作的地方
change the structures of society,
改变社会的体系
to bring about justice and fair treatment for everyone.
大致公义公平。
Now the point is, this often has an evangelistic impact.
咁呢个嘅行动咧，经常带出个报道嘅果效嘅。
Provided it grows out of the experience of a vital church.
当然咧，系如果呢个嘅行动系基于一个健康嘅教会嚟做嘅。
Now you remember what Jesus said in Luke 4.
耶稣喺路加福音第四章话。
We have the Great Commission in Matthew 28.
在马太福音28章，我就最好嗰个大使命咧。
At the end of Jesus' ministry.
咁呢个系耶稣侍奉嘅完结嘅时候。
But in Luke 4, we have a manifesto at the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
咁但系咧，路加福音第四章就系耶稣开始嘅侍奉嘅时候，佢嘅宣告。
When he says the words of Isaiah 61 are fulfilled in him.
佢话咧，以赛亚书61章嗰个嘅说话咧，呢个应许咧就成就喺佢身上啦。
That the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
主嘅灵在我身上
，to preach the gospel to the poor，
叫我咧系将传福音俾贫穷嘅人
，and to heal and to release the captives，
去差遣我报告被掳嘅得释放。
Of course, here Jesus is talking about the jubilee。
咁耶稣就讲到禧年嘅事
，the promises from the Old Testament。
呢个系旧约一路所应许嘅
，and bringing in as it were all of this Old Testament prophetic witness。
咁然後咧講到喺新約裏邊呢啲嘅侍奉，先知嘅侍奉
，the concern of for righteousness and justice in the Old Testament，
關心到舊約所講嘅個公義嘅情況。
Now the point is that Christians are concerned with all of life。
嗱，基督徒咧關心生命嘅每一方面嘅
，not with just the soul or spiritual matters。
唔係單單係關心咧個魂或者靈嘅事情。
And if we show concern only for the soul，
如果我只係關心人嘅靈魂嘅話，
Our witness is only partial.
我哋嘅报道咧，我哋嘅见证咧，只不过系部分嘅啫。
Often the church's witness in this way has had an evangelistic impact.
教会喺呢方面嘅见证咧，通常都带嚟一个报道嘅果效。
Again, there are many examples through history.
咁再一次咧，喺历史里边有好多例子。
Earlier this year, I was in Croatia, formerly part of Yugoslavia.
咁喺今年年初嘅时候咧，我就喺南斯拉夫嘅其中一個省份。
And we spent some time in the city of Osijek。
咁我喺 Osijek 嗰個城市過一段時間。
At the Evangelical Theological Seminary。
喺佢當中嘅一個神學院嗰度。
Where Peter Kuzmich is president。
咁啊 ，Peter Kuzmich 係嗰個嘅會長。
Some of you may probably heard him when he spoke here a while back。
咁佢冇嘅之前咧都喺香港講過信息嘅。
And he was。Describing the work of the seminary,
咁我就講到佢個神學院嘅工作
，but also the ministries that they were having to begin，
講到佢哋所做嘅侍奉
，because of the war that's going on there。
咁因為咧國家內戰咧
，so they set up a whole network of refugee centers。
佢就設立咗好多嘅難民營
，working cooperatively with other groups。
咁啊，同其他嘅組織一齊合作嚟搞
，and feeding centers。
咁啊。做呢啲嘅喂養嘅工作
，and he was particularly concerned about the refugees from Bosnia。
咁佢特別關心咧，從波斯尼亞嚟嘅嗰啲難民
，especially those from the Muslim areas。
特別係嗰啲回教國家嗰度嚟嘅
，because they were being discriminated against。
因為咧係被歧視嘅一班人。
More than the others because of their religious differences。
咁因為佢哋宗教上不同咧，呢班回教人咧係特別係被歧視。
So the church there was concerned about this as a justice issue。
咁所以教會關心呢班人咧係以為一個作為一個公義嘅行動。
And as a compassion issue。
咁作為一個關心嘅憐憫嘅行動。
They were ministering to this need.
咁所以佢就滿足緊呢個需要。
not just as a means of evangelism,
不是為了報道,
but because here were people suffering who needed ministry.
是因為這裡有一班人在受苦需要服事。
But this also was opening the door to evangelism.
但因為這樣的緣故就開啟了福音的門。
And again, this has happened repeatedly down through history.
那麼歷史裡面我們見到很多這樣的例子。
A different example concerns the struggle for the abolition of slavery.
咁啊，亦都有人咧係關心到嗰啲奴仆咧嘅問題啦。
200 years ago, in particularly in England.
二百年前，特別喺英國嘅度。
Here was a nation that claimed to be a Christian nation.
咁啊，英國自稱為基督教國家。
And yet it was condoning and permitting the slave trade.
但係容許有奴隸嘅販賣。
It was economic pragmatism.
咁係佢哋作為佢哋嗰個經濟嘅效益。
Here was a way to make money.
可以賺翻啲錢。
And so slavery became part of the system in the New World.
所以喺佢哋嗰個嘅當時嘅新社會裏邊咧，有奴隸成為其中一個嘅要素。
But many Christians saw that this was unjust.
咁但係好多基督徒見到呢個係不公義嘅事。
And began to work against this.
於是咧就去發起一啲行動。
And over a period of time, Christian activism brought the end of the slave trade.
咁過一段時間之後咧，嗰啲嘅基督教嘅行動主義者咧就嚟到將奴隸販賣咧係停止咗啦。
And it was outlawed by the British Parliament.
咁啊，亦都咧喺英國嘅議會裏邊咧嚟到立例。
This was both the fruit of evangelism and the cause of evangelism.
咁呢個咧就係報道嘅果效同埋報道嘅原因。
It was the fruit of evangelism in this sense.
從某角度嚟講係報道嘅果效。
That the slave trade was outlawed in part, partially because of the growth of the church.
咁啊，呢個嘅奴隸制度嘅取消咧，係因為教會嘅增長嘅結果。
Particularly the evangelical revival in the 1700s.
特別喺17世紀嘅時候。十八世紀嘅時候，嗰個嘅福音派教會嘅成長
，which gradually produced the public consensus，
成為一個咧係公眾嘅輿論、公眾嘅觀念。
To bring pressure on Parliament to outlaw the slave trade，
就去叫議會咧國會咧係需要有受到壓力，係要改變呢個咁嘅情況。
But this was also a form of evangelistic witness。
咁但係呢個都係報道嘅見證方法之一。
Because it was showing the truth of the gospel,
因為喺度彰顯福音嘅真理
and removing a scandal,
咁啊將一啲咁嘅疑惑嘅事情嚟攞開
that was undermining the effectiveness of the church's witness.
呢個咁嘅疑惑咧，係喺度影響緊教會嘅報道嘅果效。
Now there's a final way that we see the early church evangelizing.
咁我要講嘅最後一個新約教會初期教會佢哋所用嘅報道方法咧
，and which remains true for us, I think, today.
仍然我相信今日都係有效嘅。
And that is, the church evangelizes through articulating a Christian worldview.
就是教会在这里宣告基督徒的世界观。
Through showing the truth of the gospel,
去彰显福音的真理。
In the light of the questions of the day.
就是在回应着时代的问题。
Showing how the gospel answers the questions that people have.
给人看见福音怎么去回应到人现今的需要。
We see an example of this in Paul's own writings.
在保罗的书信里面我见到
and some of Paul's letters really are doing this.
保罗其实很多的书信都是做紧咁嘅情况嘅。
That is, they are speaking of the Christian message.
佢喺度讲一个福音嘅基督教嘅信息。
And of the meaning of Jesus Christ.
讲到耶稣基督嘅意义。
And putting it in terms that could be understood.
摆喺一个嘅层面系叫人可以明白到。
Within the Greek and Roman cultural setting.
例如咧，就佢嗰個情況就喺一個羅馬同希臘嘅背景嘅環境底下。
And of course, Paul was uniquely prepared to do this.
咁保羅咧，固然咧，佢係好刻意去做呢個工作嘅。
More so than some of the 12.
比其他十二門徒更加有效去做到呢個工作。
Because he had been raised in both traditions.
因為佢亦都係喺咁嘅背景底下嚟到成長。
Well trained in the Jewish tradition.
喺猶太嘅傳統上面受到好嘅訓練。
But also acquainted with Greek culture.
亦都對於希臘嘅文化好熟悉。
Greek literature and poetry.
對於希臘嘅書典嘅典故啊、經文啊、嗰啲嘅詩章啊，好熟悉。
As we see by some of the quotations in Paul's letters.
咁我見到佢咧，經常都係引用佢哋嘅説話。
So this is a matter of how we think.
咁所以呢个系我哋思想嘅方法
，of how we conceive of what is real。
我哋认知咩叫真实
，what is important in life，
咩叫生命里面嘅重要嘅事
，the key worldview question。
咁呢个世界观嘅问题
，what is right and what is wrong，
就系咩叫啱，咩叫错
，what is ultimately true，
咩叫真正嘅真实。
How do we make choices?
我们怎么做选择?
What's the value of human life?
人生的意义是什么?
These are all worldview questions.
这些全部都是世界观的问题。
And there is a task here that has to be renewed from time to time.
那这个工作是需要不断的更新的。
And this is particularly true today.
在今天更加是这样。
As we are in an increasingly globally connected world.
我们在一个越来越世界性的一个有联系的社会。
In which the world is becoming a global marketplace.
这个社会成为一个是世界性的市场。
Not just of electric appliances and clothing and things like that.
不是单单电器产品或者是衣着是这样世界性的来销售。
But a world marketplace of worldviews.
也就是世界观的一个这样的国际性市场。
So there's an evangelistic task here.
所以我们有一个报道的工作要做了。
This is a task that I thinkSome people have particular gifts in.
这个工作我相信有些人是特别有恩赐去做成的。
And it's a task that is one part, but an important part of evangelism.
也就是呢，这个是报道的其中一个层面，报道其中一个的着重点。
We see the church engaged in this task in the first two or three centuries.
我们看到第一、二世纪的教会是着重做这方面工作。
The struggle over the doctrine of the incarnation.
例如在这个的从精女生子造成肉身这个的课题上面呢，他们的立论
how God could be both human and how Jesus could be both human and divine，
耶稣怎么可以又是人又是神
which was a fundamental philosophical problem for the Greek mind。
对于那些希腊的人来说，这个是 很基要的哲学的问题。
And likewise the development of the doctrine of the Trinity。
跟着就讨论三一真神的事情。
These were theological questions.
这个是神学的问题。
They were biblical questions.
是圣经的问题。
But they were also worldview questions and philosophical questions.
但是都是世界观的问题、哲学的问题。
We see a good example of this in Paul's Christology.
在保罗的讲三一论的当中，我们见到。
For example, in Colossians chapter 1.
在哥罗西书第一章。
Where Paul says that in Jesus Christ everything holds together.
他就在耶稣基督里面万物都归一。
And Paul was uniquely successful in this, I think.
保罗在这方面是特别是显著的。
And being able to affirm Jesus Christ as he was in history.
可以去印证耶稣基督是历史里面的人物。
As we see him in the Gospels.
我在福音里面见到他。
But also to show the cosmic meaning of that.
也都是彰显耶稣那个的宇宙性。
So this is part of the challenge before us today.
咁所以呢个系今日我哋所面对嘅挑战。
We are in a time of the collapse of some old worldviews.
我哋面对紧一啲古旧嘅世界观嘅破裂。
The collapse of some existing ideologies.
一啲完全嘅意念嘅破产。
And the rise of new questions and new worldviews.
有新的问题，新的世界观涌现。
Particularly, I think in two areas.
特别在两方面。
The concern was economic pragmatism.
第一就是关于是经济的实用性。
That is with what works economically.
就是究竟在经济上面哪些有果效的东
西。Irrespective of particular ideologies.
那是跟某些的意念呢理论是挂钩。
This, in a sense, can turn into a new ideology.
咁呢个咁嘅挂钩咧，可以成为一个新嘅思潮。
That is economics as a worldview.
以至咧经济成为一个世界观。
So what is good is what works economically.
咁好咩叫好咧？好嘅嘢就系嗰啲喺经济上面有效益嘅嘢。
And what is bad is what doesn't work economically.
唔好嘅嘢咧就系咧喺经济上面冇效益嘅嘢。
How do we speak the gospel into that?
咁我。福音怎么可以向这样的处境来说话呢？
And I'm glad that some people are struggling with that question.
我感觉主要有些人正在在这个事情上面去作思考。
There is a book called God the Economist.
有一本书叫神，这个神是经济家。
Which is raising that question.
在这里回应这个问题。
And then there's a sense of competing option here.
咁呢度我見到一個咧係喺度互相爭戰緊嘅情況。
And this concerns ecology and the environment.
例如咧，我關心到呢個環保，關心到社會。
And what may emerge as a ecology as a worldview.
咁呢個嘅世界關心社會呢個咁嘅世界觀。
Which can either take a secular direction.
咁可以走一個咧係世俗嘅觀念。
Or a semi-religious direction, a sort of new age direction.
亦都可以一個咧係半宗教性嘅一個觀念，所謂咧新紀元運動嘅觀念。
But which can also take a biblical direction.
但亦都可以有一個咧係完全合乎聖經嘅觀念。
Because there's much in Scripture about this world.
因為世界聖經裏邊有好多係關於呢個世界嘅經文。
And the how we understand the environment.
我哋點去明白呢個嘅環境
？So we need those who can speak the gospel into these questions.
咁我需要一啲人咧，能夠係將福音嚟到去回應呢啲問題。
This is only one way of evangelism.
咁呢個係報道其中一個方法。
But it can be an important one.
但係可以係一個好重要嘅方法。
Especially for those who have genuine questions in these areas.
特別對於嗰啲喺呢方面有一啲好誠心、好真真實實嘅問題嘅人。
So here are five ways that the church evangelizes.
咁所以我見到呢五個教會報道嘅方法。
And we can imagine many specific methods related to these five ways.
咁我從呢五個方法，我哋見到可以延伸好多好具體嘅行動。
For example, with regard to the last one,
例如對最後嗰點嚟講，
there's the importance of writing in this area.
咁喺呢方面可以做啲嘅寫作啦。
And some groups have tackled this problem.
咁有啲嘅組織已經開始嚟去回應呢個需要。
Particularly the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students.
咁特別咧係呢個咧學生報道運動。
Which often sponsors lectures on university campuses.
咁經常咧喺唔同嘅大學裏邊咧，你要舉行一啲嘅座談會。
Dealing with questions like this.
處理呢啲咁嘅問題。
And one of the questions that sometimes is asked.
咁其中一個經常被問嘅問題咧。
Is this why should anyone believe anything at all?
就係人點解要相信任何嘢啫？
And using that as the beginning of an evangelistic dialogue.
咁啊，以呢個問題咧，就作為一個係討論嘅基礎。
Now, as I said at the beginning, all of this presupposes a vital church.
我剛才所講就話咧，呢啲一切嘢都係基於假設喺有我有一個咧係有動力嘅教會之上。
The witness that grows out of being the church.
係教會嘅本身，教會嘅本質所帶出嚟嘅見證。
So, and I think it also presupposes a concern with the vitality of the church, with the renewal of the church.
咁所以都係假設緊教會有更新，教會有動力。
And with the unity of the church's witness.
係同教會嘅見證係連成一體嘅。
Because Jesus prayed that all his disciples might be one.
咁耶穌禱告話咧，願佢嘅門徒可以合而為一。
That the world might know.
叫世人可以知道。
So we need to ask how we may cooperate in these areas.
咁所以我哋需要咧，係喺呢啲各方面嘅層面上面可以合而為一，彼此合作。
Across the denominational and structural organizational differences，
超越我哋宗派或者組織上面嘅不同。
To give a witness for the gospel and the kingdom of God，
為咗福音嘅緣故，為咗神國嘅緣故，作出合一嘅見證。
Thank you，
多謝大家。
好，咁餘下嘅時間咧，我哋就先請陸輝牧師，係中華基督教會。灣仔堂的主任牧師有一段時間回應這個呢，就是動員和報道的問題。咁之後呢，我們有一些的討論的時間，我們先請陸牧師。
我的回應呢，就首先集中在這一堂所聽到，然後呢就跟著再講回朝頭早那一堂啦。就教導的內容就很廣泛和很豐富，我都很難去給什麼補充的了，只能夠就著香港目前的處境，在它這個五個層次的報道上面去看回我們那個的目前的情況，還有就可以給到我們有什麼的刺激，有什麼的行動。我個人感覺到呢，就是它能夠講出咁闊嘅觀念咧，就基於佢嘅天國觀啊。咁因為Dr. Snyder 咧就寫好多書有關呢個天國嘅問題啊。咁我哋香港嘅神學院有關呢個天國嘅教導咧，我相信係最近呢 35年咧，先至多少少嘅。从神学嘅角度嚟讲咧，嘅观点嚟睇咧，我哋以前喺神学院读咧，未读过天国系乜嘢嘅，咁好少接触到呢个天国嘅观念嘅。咁但系我相信佢，因为喺呢方面喺圣经里面嘅了解多咗咧，就喺呢个天国嘅观念做一个出发点。咁然后咧就系再去睇一睇教会观系乜嘢。咁喺呢个天国嘅观念里边，教会系乜嘢咧？咁所以喺礼拜二嗰堂咧，佢就画咗一个几全面嘅教会观，或者咧可以照顾到一个教会里边所需要嘅事情啦。咁今日咧，佢又从呢一个教会观里边咧，去建立佢嗰个嘅使命观啦，就系我哋点样去实践教会嘅使命。咁嗱，就呢三者咧，我就睇到咧，就所以佢能够咧，就讲出呢五个嘅报道嘅有效嘅层次出嚟啊。咁嗱，今日香港我哋面对嘅咩问题咧？咁我哋面对嘅问题咧，就系有你冇我，就系我哋咧可能会集中响一个层次或者两个层次咧。咁我哋就觉得咧，就呢个就系我哋教会嘅使命啦，呢个就系教会嘅本质啦。咁咧，所以我哋就会好强调咗一方面或者两方面嘅呢个报道嘅策略啊。咁而我就觉得系一件较为可惜嘅事情咧，就系香港嘅教会未能够好好嘅彼此去配搭，或者我哋教牧同工之间咧都未能够好好嘅欣赏同埋配搭得到咧，使到我哋能够去善用到呢五种嘅策略啊。嗱，我所感慨得到嘅咧就系、是。60年代、70年代嘅咧，就系、是、传福音同埋社会关怀嗰种嘅对立或者嗰种嘅挣扎嘅。咁咧就，然后咧就系、是、稍前嘅时候咧，就系、是、福音预工同埋福音信息嗰种嘅挣扎。究竟我哋传福音咧系点样传法咧？系咁。然后咧就系、是、近期第三波带嚟嘅冲击咧，就系、是、我哋系祈祷。治病这个神迹歧视或者我们要宣讲这些的挣扎我就看到这些这样的对立呢就造成了我们可能教牧之间的有些的对立或者教会之间有些的对立或者呢就是福音机构之间的对立呢那我就觉得是一个很遗憾的现象啦。咁其實如果從Dr. Snyder 呢五個嘅報道嘅策略嚟講咧，就是、每一個都係聖經嘅一個嘅策略嚟嘅。咁只要我哋唔去所謂將佢極端化咗，或者咧係獨有化咗啊，淨係要一樣嘅啫，而係嘗試欣賞到上帝俾教會一個咁豐富嘅使命，咁我哋咧就去學習去欣賞。學習咧就係從當中咧去補充我哋嗰個策略嘅不足咁就我就覺得喺一個教會發展嘅過程裏面咧，可能會喺某一個階段咧，係某一種嘅策略對我哋嚟講咧係較為實用啲咁我覺得咧就喺開始嘅時候咧，我哋會選擇一兩樣咁。但係隨住嗰個環境嘅轉變，嗰個時代嘅轉變咧。咁我相信咧，就係有新嘅刺激嚟到嘅時候咧，咁我哋如果有呢個較為闊嘅天國觀、教會觀、使命觀嘅時候咧，我哋都可以及時嘅去回應到。嗱，比方嚟講，喺中國大陸我哋聽到咧，就係嗰個 signs and wonders 好多呢啲祈禱啊、治病啊咁。咁就喺一個都市嘅情況底下咧，可能嗰啲知識分子咧就需要 world will 嗰個嘅。衝擊，然後先至可以對一啲知識分子咧去傳福音啊咁。咁我哋意識到香港已經有一個農村一個市鎮，然後咧慢慢發展到一個現代化嘅城市啊咁。喺呢個過程裏面，我哋嗰個報道嘅策略或者我哋嘅方法咧，可唔可以因著呢個轉變咧，而我哋去有一啲嘅相應嘅轉變咧啊咁。咁所以我自己嘅唯一嘅回應咧就係、是。如果我哋能夠去欣賞到嗰個嘅豐富，咁我哋能夠去喺每一個嘅策略上面有啲嘅學習同埋掌握，咁我哋亦都觀察到我哋嗰個時代嘅轉變，我哋教會嗰個嘅周期去到邊一個階段咧，咁我哋等姊妹嘅資源喺邊度咧，我哋就去善用呢啲嘅策略，或者咧係配合起其他教會所運用嘅，咁香港整體嚟講咧就可以。 扮演一个我哋有多啲嘅合一啦，或者咧我哋有多啲嘅资源能够彼此嘅补充咧，咁我相信对香港整个社会嘅见证咧都会有更大嘅果效嘅。咁呢个咧就系对第一堂所讲嘅，第二堂所讲嘅。咁啊，至于第一堂所讲嗰个嘅一个嘅装备嘅问题咧，咁我自己嘅睇法咧就系 Dr. Snyder 咧就好着意嘅，净系讲一啲嘅圣经嘅核心嘅教导，咁咧就冇提到任何嘅实践嘅形式或者讲嗰啲嘅 structure 或者嗰啲 models 啊咁。咁我相信要系特别留翻俾我哋香港咧，就按照我哋香港嘅情况去大家去挣扎同埋讨论一下嘅咁。咁可能由于佢又唔好熟我哋香港嘅情况嘅咁，一讲 structure 嘅时候咧，就大家咧就会觉得你有你一套，我有一套啊咁。咁所以佢避开咗嗰啲 structure 嘅问题咧，我觉得系特别留翻我哋将来香港嘅同工咧可以继续嘅努力同埋继续去探索嘅咁。咁就喺佢提到嗰三条嘅大柱里面呢，我觉得我自己都有啲嘅反省呢，就係因为香港已经係跟呢个社会嘅潮流呢，就係被香港社会嘅潮流左右咗或者支配緊我哋㗎啦。咁就喺过往二十年我自己嘅观察里面呢，好多方机构嘅出现啦，好多教会都学识咗咩叫做 leadership style 啊，乜嘢 management by objective 啊，乜嘢嘅set up 啲 procedure 啊，要做咩嘢呢，就一定要学一啲咩嘅 skill 啊 technique 啊等等呢啲嘢嘅时候呢，就已经係远离咗嗰个人化嘅教会观。咁所以当讲到信徒皆祭司呢个观念，其实教会就係乜嘢呢，就係神嘅指纹，就係即係嗰扎人啊，或者每一個信徒咧，都係嗰扎人啊咁。咁我相信呢個帶翻我哋睇到，如果我哋嗰個侍奉咧，再唔係過度嘅強調咗嗰啲嘅客觀嘅嘢，而係強調翻我哋嘅等姊妹，我哋每一個人嘅時候咧，咁我相信係俾我哋嘅侍奉咧帶嚟一啲嘅生氣嘅咁。嗱，當然唔係話完全唔愛嗰啲啊，喺呢個社會裏邊唔可以唔愛嘅。但係咧，就喺一個所謂世俗化嘅教會裏邊咧，就係、是。我哋咧就係慢慢遠離咗聖經嗰個本質嘅教訓，教會就係人，而我哋咧受社會嗰個觀念影響多咗嘅時候咧，咁我哋作為牧會咧，我哋就會眼花撩亂啦，都唔知點啦咁。但今日咧，佢會帶翻我哋睇翻一啲最基本嘅要素嘅時候咧，使到我哋牧會咧有一個清晰啲嘅方向啦。咁至於嗰啲方法咧，就慢慢鬥嘅啫。咁你又講下，我又講下咧，應該咧就會鬥到出嚟嘅咁。咁另外有关嗰个嘅仆人嗰个观念咧，亦都有大嘅冲击嘅咁。咁咧就因为今日香港教会咧都有多嘅问题去挣扎紧嘅咁。咁啊，其中所观察到嘅咧都系权啊、势啊、位啊嗰啲嘅问题咧，就究竟同呢一个嘅仆人观，我哋点样去回应咧咁。咁作为一个牧者。咁啊，當然我哋好希望係有啲嘅成就咧，係咁。咁咧，我希望咧就係啲意見多啲人聽啦，係咁。咁呢種嘅心態同嗰種僕人嘅心態咧，就我覺得係一種好大嘅張力嚟嘅，係咁。咁而呢個張力咧，就被呢個社會嘅風氣所塑造嘅時候咧，就慢慢形成到我哋唔係咁容易去實踐到個僕人嘅心態嘅。因為呢個社會嘅風氣係乜嘢咧，係咁。咁咧就乜嘢都要講快。快餐方式嘅報導，快餐方式嘅牧會，快餐方式嘅成就啊咁，咁令到我哋嘅傳道人咧都或多或少感染到呢個快餐嘅方式。我哋要做好快，好快要建立到我哋嘅教會，我哋好快要傳到福音啊咁。咁快得嚟嘅時候咧，就變咗唔係咁僕人，默默無聲，好忠心咁樣去侍奉啊咁。咁當然有好多嘢我哋可以學習，但係呢種快餐式嘅心態咧，會導致我哋嘅侍奉咧，有時有好多沮喪啊，或者有啲有人學到啲嘢，我哋諗啊，哇呢套嘢好，我學因為成功啊，呢度好，我哋學下成功啊咁。咁其實有冇得咁快嘅咧？咁呢個個人心態咧，俾我哋有啲嘅反省啦咁。咁而 除了快之外呢，又要实用，一定要讲成功，不成功呢就好像不是挺好，听得多教会增长就比较自己的教会又不是那么增长，又不是那个的那么有魅力的领袖啊，那自己呢又不是有那么多恩赐呢，看到那么多东西的时候呢，看到自己都很沮丧的，那所以我都教牧呢很沮丧的，那沮丧呢就因为我们只是看那些一般的成功的评价呢，但我相信这个仆人的心态可以至少给我们一个很忠肯的侍奉的态度，只要我们是忠心的时候呢，我已经圆满了 上帝对我的呼召，我无论有成功或者不成功，我第一那个忠心，有回这些衡量的时候呢，我们才可以顶得顺这个社会那种的冲击呢，咁咧，除咗又要快，又要实用，要成功咧，更加要大啊！咁咧，香港乜都要大，麦当劳咧就嚟到啲连锁店，教会增长咧就要猛开分堂啊！咁然后啲教会咧就越大越好啊！咁咧，哇！我哋俾呢啲思想冲击咧，就冲击到我哋咧，就系、是、慢慢失咗嗰个仆人嗰个侍奉嘅心态啦。咁我哋求神咧就俾我哋睇翻呢一种嘅仆人嘅心态咧，所以真正睇得到嗰个 ministry 系一个咩嘅 ministry。上帝所喜悦的，原来我们继续，我相信是对我自己来讲都有很大的帮助。最后一个问题可能我自己都不太通的，要问回 House Snyder， 就是有关那个恩赐的问题，就是这部分。就礼拜二我们听苏荣智牧师分享，就是那个小组的教会，我相信 House Snyder 都倾向于有些小组教会的模式，就是很着重那些 cell groups small groups，咁咧就但我哋傳統嘅教會咧，就係、是、好似西方嗰啲傳道部啊、侍衛部啊、乜乜部啊、乜乜部啊，咁咧就分部嘅咁。咁而家香港嘅掙扎咧，就係、是、我哋睇到有啲好成功嘅小組教會發展到快啊咁，咁我哋又要學嘢咯喎咁。咁一學嘢嘅時候，係咪拆曬我哋教會嗰個嘅架構咧咁？嗱，我嘅問題咧就喺呢度咧，就係、是、從恩賜嘅角度睇咧，就係、是。一个传统的教会是按照恩赐的方式去配搭的，所以呢去召集一些有侍卫恩赐的人呢去参与侍卫的工作，召集一些有报道恩赐的人 10% Peter Weller 所说就去带动那个报道的工作，有教导恩赐的人呢就去教导啊，那这个传统的模式呢就是似乎是按恩赐去 structure 了我们教会的工作，咁但係小組教會呢，可能嗰個小組就最多十零人嘅啫，咁一到十零人之後呢，又分家又分組又分隊呀咁，咁呢就好多分法，咁而香港小組嘅教會裏面呢，點樣能夠去學習到呢一個嘅恩賜嘅發掘、恩賜嘅培養同埋恩賜嘅運用，咁我相信可能要請阿達牧師啦翻譯呢個問題呢，就我就覺得呢就目前我哋掙扎緊我哋保持翻我哋传统嘅教会嘅模式啦，或者我哋要去学下小组教会嘅模式啦。咁喺呢一个嘅转变嘅过程当中，对史博士所讲嘅嗰个嘅恩赐嘅问题，可唔可以俾翻啲亮光？咁所以我嘅分享咧到呢度咧就带进第一个嘅问题啦。咁就请大家有其他问题都可以继续嘅讨论。
I became convinced some time ago that every believer in every church needs to experience both the small group and the large group.
咁我一段上之前咧，我就已经去确定咗咧，每一个教会每一个信徒都需要经历咧小组同埋大组嘅生活。
That these both are go to make up the reality of the church.
咁两样嘢加埋咧，先系教会嘅全面。
Not simply the question of strategy.
咁呢个唔系策略嘅问题。
But more basically, having to do with who we are as people.
但系睇翻我哋作为人系一个咩嘅人
？I think God has made us to need both of these.
咁我相信神创造我哋咧系需要两方面嘅。
Just as sociologically, God has made the family.
正如咧喺社会性上面咧，神创造咗家庭。
And we have larger structures as well.
咁我哋都有一啲更加大嘅组织。
I think the way that rhythm works out can vary a lot from place to place.
咁而呢两样嘢点样去划分出嚟，点样去实践出嚟咧？咁喺唔同嘅地方咧，有唔同嘅方法啦。
That's partly a question of what's appropriate in different cultures。
咁亦都系要按住佢个文化嘅情况咧，嚟到去揾到适当嘅方法。
But I think that this is a cross culturally valid and important reality。
咁但我相信呢一點咧，係一個超越文化框框嘅一個嘅真實。
The church really has a network of smaller units。
教會的而且確係有好多個唔同嘅小嘅組織，而咧係彼此聯繫埋一齊嘅。
In fact, I would really prefer to reverse the way that I speak about that, or that we think of that。
咁或者我想咧去倒轉嚟到去講翻我曾經講過嘅嘢。
Not so much the church is made up of smaller units。
唔係話教會組成好多個唔係話教會係用好多個小組組成。
But the smaller units as the essence of the vitality of the church。
但係呢啲嘅小小嘅組織咧，係有教會嘅動力喺當中。
So the congregation is really a network of smaller groups。
咁所以個會眾咧，其實咧就係好多嘅細嘅組織嘅整體整合。
Now, as I understand the New Testament，
咁呢個係我對新約嘅觀念。
The essence of the church is the most fundamental essence of the church。
教會最主要嘅嗰個嘅元素咧。
Is where two or three are gathered together in the name of Jesus.
其實當兩三個人奉主名聚集在一起
，to me that's more basic than questions of sacrament or order.
對我嚟講，呢個咧係最比起教會嘅嗰啲嘅禮儀啊，或者係體系咧更加重要。
Or of doctrine or other kinds of structure.
或者係教會嘅個神學，或者係嗰個嘅聖禮。
Now, if this is true,
咁如果呢個係啱嘅話咧
，that is, if this is the way that God has made us to live in a healthy way，
呢個就係神為我哋設計我哋咁樣健康生活嘅話咧
，then this must also be the best way to experience the gifts of the Spirit。
咁肯定咧，呢個都係最好嘅方法去經歷聖靈恩賜嘅地方。
And in fact, I think that's what the New Testament suggests。
咁其實呢個就係新約所建議嘅啦。
The discussions in the New Testament about spiritual gifts
喺新約裏邊討論到聖靈恩賜嘅時候
，are all in the context of community。
全部都喺一個咁嘅社群當中嘅。
And apparently in fairly small experiences of community。
而且咧係一個好細小嘅社群添。
Again, the emphasis on one another。
咁啊，甚至着重咧係彼此係一對一嘅一個情況。
We are to teach one another。
我哋要彼此教導。
We are to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs。
係彼此用靈歌、用詩章、用全靈歌彼此教導。
Which seems to suggest the church at worship in a small unit。
咁啊，英文就講到係一對一咁樣啊，咁咧就好似咧係一個好細嘅範疇底下、好細嘅群體裏邊所做嘅事情。
Because of the emphasis on one another。
咁咧係著重咧係一個對一個彼此之間。
Now, of course, that may also have application in larger groups。
咁固然咧，呢個亦都可以應用喺一個更加大嘅群體裏邊嘅。
So I think that each of these small communities should be considered as a nucleus of gifts。
咁所以呢個每一個嘅小小嘅組織咧，可以講話係恩賜嘅一個嘅核心啦。
And also this provides great opportunities for the development of gifts。
咁呢個嘅小組嘅情況咧，亦都係俾咗恩賜發展嘅機會。
Each of these groups is made up of a variety of people。
咁啊，每個組裏邊咧就有好多唔同嘅人。
And there are mutual ministries that need to be carried out within that。
咁啊，佢亦都有啲嘅侍奉咧，係彼此之間去達成嘅。
And by the way, there are many specific programs by which that can be done, or suggestions。
咁啊，當中可以透過好多唔同嘅活動嚟到去達成。
One of these is on the bibliography that I gave you, the so-called meta-church model。
咁啊，喺我俾大家嘅書目裏邊咧，有本書叫係特大教會嘅模式
，which Carl George suggests in his book Preparing Your Church for the Future。
Carl George 佢喺當中咧係講到點樣預備我哋教會面對將來。
Although I don't recommend that as the only way, it's one way。
咁我唔覺得嗰個係唯一嘅方法，不過係其中嘅方法。
But within these groups there are varieties of gifts and ministries。
咁喺呢個嘅組裏邊咧，有唔同嘅恩賜、唔同嘅職事。
And there are a certain amount of leadership necessary in these groups。
咁固然咧，每組都需要啲領導嘅人啦。
So this provides some real pastoral opportunities。
咁所以就提供咗好多牧養嘅機會啦。
In networking the groups，
係將呢啲組咧聯繫埋一齊。
For example, with one or two leaders from each of the groups。
例如一個方法咧，就係每組裏邊有一兩個嘅領導嘅人啦。
Forming a network，
佢哋彼此之間咧構成一個嘅聯繫。
So this becomes a discipling group。
咁呢個咧就成為去 牧羊嘅一個嘅羣體。
Where you can practice what Paul says, for example, in Acts 20.
可以去實踐喺《上主》二十章所教導嘅。
Where he says to watch over one another and the flock。
我哋去為咗羣羊彼此嚟到去看守。
So this becomes a key place of pastoral coordination。
咁所以嗰組人咧就成為咧喺教牧上面一個好主要嘅聯繫嘅組織啦。
And mutual ministry。A mutual ministry.
如果是他们之间彼此有服侍的时候
，and where ministry is grounded not in just in tasks but in the growth of the people.
咁佢嘅职事咧，唔系单单系话做一啲嘅嘢，做一啲工作啦，系咧系关心嗰班人。
So they don't allow a split to develop.
咁意思咧，唔好比教会有分裂。
Between tasks and spiritual growth and maturity.
喺呢个嘅事工同埋咧教會嘅屬靈嘅成長、生命嘅成長方面咧，唔會分開。
I've seen many churches which have become spiritually immobilized。
我見到好多教會咧喺屬靈上邊咧係冇動力嘅
，because of a group of leaders who have responsibility but who are not spiritually growing。
因為有一班有權有勢嘅領導嘅人，不過咧佢哋自己屬靈生命咧係冇成長嘅。
So those two things need to be kept together.
咁就呢兩樣嘢係需要咧係擺埋一齊嘅。
As does an awareness of gifts.
包括咧係恩賜嘅確定都要擺埋一齊。
So these people will be trained.
咁所以呢班嘅領導嘅人咧就被訓練啦。
To pastor these groups.
去關心佢哋嗰個嘅自己嘅組。
And to develop a process.
咁啊，設立一個嘅過程咧
，by which these people begin to exercise their gifts，
以至嗰個佢自己組裏邊嘅人咧，仲可以彰顯佢恩賜。
And so the process begins to happen that I was talking about yesterday。
咁我琴日所提嘅嗰個過程咧，就可以起步啦。
That some will exercise their gift internally in the life of the group。
咁有啲人嘅恩賜咧，就係喺個組裏邊咧嚟去達成嘅，彰顯出嚟嘅。
Others will exercise their ministry more broadly in the body。
咁有啲嘅恩賜咧，就喺個身體喺嗰個嘅教會嘅更加廣面上面去達成。
And others will exercise ministry outward to the world。
咁而有啲甚至咧係喺個社會當中咧嚟到去達成佢嘅侍奉。
I say there's many options in terms of these smaller groups.
咁我再講咧，呢啲咁嘅組織嘅單元咧，係有好多嘅方法將佢組合起嚟嘅。
For example, some churches prefer the following model.
咁有啲教會就用咁嘅模式啦。
Where you have two or maybe three different kinds of groups.
就係有兩三種唔同嘅組嘅啫。
And for example, some groups that are more spiritual growth nurturing groups.
例如有啲係牧養小組。
And other groups which are more mission groups.
另一組咧就係宣教組
，and or task-oriented groups.
或者係嗰啲去做嘢嘅組
，and really become support groups for carrying out specific ministries.
去以至嗰啲班人咧就係去好具體嘅做咗教一啲嘅職事。
Other churches prefer that each of these groups be both the inward and the outward group.
咁有啲教會嘅另一個模式就係希望呢啲嘅組織單元咧就係有顧到內又顧到外嘅。
That is, in each of the groups, there'd be both the journey inward and the journey outward.
咁佢哋咧有內聚嘅時候，亦都有咧向外嘅一啲嘅服侍。
They provide both mutual support.
咁啊，又有彼此之間嘅扶持。
And our task groups for ministry.
咁同時間咧，都有啲嘅侍奉嘅機會去做一啲嘅嘢。
That's the model of the Church of the Savior in Washington D.C.
咁喺華盛頓呢個Church of the Savior 嘅教會就係用咁嘅模式
，which has been built on this model for now for about 40 years。
咁啊，用咗呢個模式已經有40年嘅時候。
And many other churches have adapted that type of structure。
咁亦都有好多教會咧係模仿佢哋嗰個嘅情況。
I think the basic model is this。
咁啊，嗰一個基本其實個原則都係咁樣樣。
And this is really more effective in terms of the gift of the Spirit。
咁呢個係比聖靈嘅恩賜更加有效。
Or to put it another way，
或者另一個方法講咧
，that it really does provide the environment for the Holy Spirit to work。
因為佢呢個咁嘅組織嘅情況就提供咗一個聖靈運行嘅場合。
But with all kinds of specific adaptations to the circumstances。
喺唔同嘅環境裏邊有唔同嘅期待。
Do you want to change this? I think every vital, I think every church needs to have some kind of smaller groups to be vital.
咁我覺得每一個教會咧都需要有啲組咧，都需要成為組別性，以至咧可以有生命力、有動力。
So any church that doesn't have some kind of a structure like this, I think should change to one.
咁所以如果教會裏冇組別性嘅話咧，就一定要改。
But that can be done in a variety of ways.
咁但係點樣去組別法咧，就可以好多方法嘅。
One way is to take existing groups within the church.
咁一個方法就將教會而家現成嘅組別嘅人咧，係將佢組合起嚟啦。
And gradually transform them in more like this kind of a model.
將佢改成一個咁樣嘅模式啦。
Other churches have done a more radical reorganization.
咁有啲教會係做一啲更加全面性嘅整體性嘅改變。
So I think that's a matter of discernment in the particular context.
咁我呢個，我覺得呢個就需要係按唔同教會嘅情況咧嚟到分辨嚟到決定。
But I would give, I guess, a word of caution here.
咁我會有一個提醒咧，就係
，and that is, vital small groups cannot simply be added on as something else in the life of the church.
一個有動力嘅小組咧，唔可以喺教會現成嘅情況裏邊再加上去一樣嘢。
That is, it seems to me they must either replace or replace existing structures.
在我觀察裏邊咧，似乎係需要去代替現存嘅一啲嘅組織體系。
Or at least must be a part of a general restructuring.
或者係喺一個重新嘅整合當中過程裏邊嘅一部分。
Because I've seen several churches that have tried to add groups.
即係我見過有啲教會嘗試喺教會裏邊加啲小組嘅活動。
And I've heard people say things like this.
咁我都聽到人有咁嘅回應啦。
He said, "Well, we tried small groups and they didn't work."
就我哋用過小組啦，唔掂啊嘛。
And when you begin to ask some questions,
咁當你再問清楚嘅時候咧
，you begin to see why they didn't work.
你又好清楚知道點解佢唔掂啊。
For example, one large church that I know about.
例如我所認識一個好大嘅教會。
Church of several hundred members.
有幾百人嘅教會。
And they heard about small groups.
咁佢聽聞到小組化。
And they thought, well, we should probably try them.
咁啊，我哋都應該試下。
And so they made an experiment.
於是咧就嘗試啦。
But the groups they had were to meet only once a month.
咁啊，佢哋嗰啲嘅組咧就一個月見一次面。
And they were to meet on Sunday evening in place of the normal Sunday evening
service. 咁啊，原本禮拜日晚有崇拜噶啦，不過而家咧就呢有小組人咧，佢哋就一個有一次咧，佢哋就開小組就唔參加晚堂崇拜。
And there really was no training of leaders.
咁又冇組長嘅訓練。
And no very clear strategy.
又冇好清楚嘅策略。
But most importantly.
但最重要咧
，this was they were simply trying to add something else on。
佢哋係喺現有嘅組織體系底下咧，就再加啲嘢上去。
And of course, it really went nowhere。
咁當然咧係一敗塗地啦。
They had a few pleasant social times。
咁啊，有一啲傾下偈、傾談下嘅時候。
But eventually they dropped it.
係啊，卒之佢哋都要放棄呢個嘅嘗試。
There would have been needed to have been a more thorough rethinking of the structure of the church。
咁我哋需要喺教會嗰個組織裏邊一個更加貫徹嘅嚟到去思想。
But I think there's again there are a variety of ways that this can be that a church can move in this direction。
就好似我講咧，教會可以有唔同嘅方法嚟走喺呢個方向上邊。
If I were a pastor, I think the structure the discernment of that would be different in each circumstance。
咁我。作為牧者咧，我會覺得我喺唔同嘅環境裏邊有唔同嘅分辨嚟要作唔同嘅。
But I certainly would start by at least forming one or two or more small groups.
但我肯定咧會開始有啲小組嘅設立。
And investing significant time in a small group of people.
而且咧係用好多時間喺呢個小組嘅人嘅身上邊。
And beginning to train and disciple them as the base for continuing to move in this direction.
開始嚟去訓練佢哋，以至咧可以去走向呢個方向。
真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支
神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。